Blog Talk Radio.
It's Airing Out Radio. It's Airing Out Radio. It's Airing Out Radio.
Out. Are you ready? Tell me if you're ready. Let's hear it out radio. Banging up the stereo. Here we go again. Same time, same blog. Cats still stagnant. We stay on our job. The brown skin heifer. I think y'all try to check her. You might see the fire chick coming out the heckler. Miss X with the dirt. Kim King with the promo. Hating on us. Now that's a big no-no. Underground artists with mainstream talent. All these other blogs ain't up for the challenge. Competition. Tell me if you see it. We talk it like we live it. Walk it like we be it. We keep legends on the line in due time. You won't have a choice but to expect the grind. Stay on the line, the board is on fire. No pun intended, let's take this thing higher. Air it out radio, air it out radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air it out radio, air it out radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air it out radio, air it out radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air it out radio, air it out radio. Air it out radio. Net to the air it out callers. Air it out, listeners. Y'all see the threats, we just hear the whispers. We stay on some new shit, listen real close. Kudos to the host, I propose a toast. The history, it's really about to happen. We really make moves, y'all stick to rapping. Respect is in order, the border been crossed. Got the UK spitting them long distance balls. We show love, and y'all show love back. 200 plus calls on the blog, that's the max. We do that on the regular, shit don't change. Every Monday from 10 to 1, stay in your lane. Help us help you, it costs y'all nothing. The promo, the music, we really singing something. Shout out to the underdog, we here for you. Air it out, radio.net, get in tune. Air it out, radio, air it out, radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air it out, radio, air it out, radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air it out, radio, air it out, radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air it out, radio, air it out, radio. Air it out, radio.net, huh?
Air it out radio. What's going on? It's that chick Fire, the brown skin heifer. Thank y'all for tuning in. Today's Monday, of course. We on from 10 to 1. Shout out to all my air it outers that's listening. If you're on the line, if you're on the net, you want to call up 347-677-1113. And once again, y'all already know what's going on. As far as the theme song goes, I'm going to jump right into it because I got to get this. Situated as far as the theme song goes. Yeah, I know I gave y'all an extension January 31st. Definitely get those in. Please don't hit me up the following day or the day of and be like, look, I need an extension. No, 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 no. That's it. I'm being nice to y'all. It is what it is. I gotta start following protocol. You know what I mean? Like, I can't keep extending this for y'all. So, shout out to EQ. I see you on the line, baby. Shout out to him. He definitely helped me out with Kim this weekend. And, you know, he did some work for her, videotaped her, all that good stuff. So look out for that. That'll be coming out pretty soon. Definitely appreciate that. Also, Eberna's, he has some things coming up. Everybody that's on the line, make sure y'all press 1 if y'all are new to the line. Press 1 when I call out the last 4 digits of your phone number. Then I'm talking to you, obviously. And speak up clearly and all that good stuff. EQ, I gotta get with you too about some things. I gotta get on you about something. But anyway, we'll talk about that behind the scenes. Anyway, also, for those that don't know about the theme song, I wanna bring this to y'all's attention. If y'all do wanna enter that contest or whatever, y'all will be on the website for a whole month. So that'll be a good promo for y'all. And I also am going to add in an hour whenever we get to the spot in February. Y'all have a free interview with me. We'll be in the video and all that good stuff. So that's definitely a good look. Definitely try to submit those theme songs in the Gmail. It's air.radio@gmail.com. Make sure y'all put the ITS in front of it. And lowercase, of course. You know, some of y'all kind of on the slow side. But anyway, definitely shout out to everybody that's on the line listening. If you want to go to the net, you can always put us up at airitoutradio.net. Definitely surf it. good things on there, educational things, some stuff that y'all might not know about. I'll try to inform y'all. And if there's some stuff on there that y'all think that I might need to add or change, or, you know, definitely, I'm definitely open-minded. The site is basically for y'all. I'm going to be making some changes and all that good stuff. So, you know, like I said, it's all about y'all and, you know, networking and promotion and all that good stuff. Definitely make sure y'all follow each other, like, for real. Like, y'all really need to network. Y'all gonna collab, all that good stuff. Definitely do that. Shout out to M. Dot. Doing his thing. He got the Fuck the Hater Volume 1 coming out. A lot of y'all gonna be on that y'all don't know about. More details will come, and that should be up in February as well. Shout out to Cashmere, Tim King, Garcia. I've seen him this weekend. Shout out to him too. And the boy named Cream. Yeah, there you go. So shout out to Rel. I gotta give all my shout outs. Don Shiz, Ebernas, you know all y'all. Shout out to the Batcave, Defunk, Rug, and Logic as well, before I forget, because y'all know how my brain gets. But anyway, I'm gonna get to some calls because I see y'all loading up already for me. And another thing too, I wanted to address to y'all. As the show goes on, and you know y'all, you know the calls keep coming in like crazy, I'm gonna have to shorten y'all conversations a little shorter, so don't get mad when I'm rushing. So get the most important stuff out, and then we'll keep it moving, going to your song. So like as the show goes on and it gets crazy, you know, I'm sorry that I gotta rush y'all, but it is what it is. You know, I gotta keep it going, and you know what I'm saying, so everybody can get a chance. So just respect each other and respect the show, and you know, take that for what it is. And definitely, I don't mean to, but you know, I'm just trying to get everybody in here. Anyway, I'm gonna go to the pause, and like I said, when I call your last 4 digits of your phone number, I'm talking to you. If you're new to the line, press 1. So y'all speak up as if y'all never called here before, and introduce yourself and all that good stuff. 5632. Aired Out Radio. What's going on?
Yo, Fire, what's going on? It's Benji Jones of A&R West Philly.
What's going on? Benji, I ain't talked to you in a while.
Benji? Yeah, Happy New Year. I've been falling back. I just celebrated my birthday like 2 weeks ago, so I've been taking it easy.
And okay. I've been giving you shout-outs and everything.
Yeah, you know I had this shit on my girl, though. I seen you post that Paper Dog going to be on your show and shit, so
yeah.
I wanted to check it out. Yeah, I don't know if he listens, but shout out to EQ. If he's still on the line, man, that's my mentor, man. He did a little thing to me. I mean, he helped me get him there.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, get your phone straight because you're, like, jumping in and out. But, yeah, he's still on the line,
yeah.
So he's definitely listening to you. He ain't walking away from the phone or nothing.
Shout out to EQ Philly, man. I love you, baby.
Yeah, EQ doing his thing, you know. Make sure y'all get at him if y'all trying to do some videos or interviews. He's trying to get back into that. So only serious people, though. Don't come at him with no bullshit,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
busy
EQ
man,
does
busy
it
man.
All.
Yeah, so.
What's going on with you? What you got popping?
You know, the show, we're about to go to video, you know, in February. So that'll
Ooh.
Be a good look for y'all. Yeah, come in and show
Ooh.
Face.
Like, every time I call you, you got something new popping up. That's why I respect you. That's why I love you, because you
Aww.
Do what you do, man. I got a lot of respect for you, y'all.
Thank you. But, I mean, y'all can't come to the show and be the same thing. Y'all want it to be a little
bit. Exactly.
Yeah, I got to boost
like,
up a little
bit.
You
up to Andy every time. Every Monday you up to Andy, man. Like,
I try.
You should know something. What you doing, yo? Much respect.
Thank you. So, what's been going on with you?
Actually, I've been following everything. I'm still in the studio with the war. You know what I mean? Chris Abbott just dropped last week. I still got a copy. It's on Reverb Nation. It's on that too. It's on the internet everywhere. We just hit the street last week. We've been hitting Northeast, South Philly, Southwest. Or you know about West Philly, North Philly. Now we're about to go out of town. We're in New York, New Jersey.
Oh, God.
We
got to get your
really
phone. Hold on, Benji. We got to get you together with your phone because I don't want to, like, have you talking and I can't really hear you. So can you get to, like, a better spot really, really quick?
You hear me?
A little bit. You're, like, still off the line.
But,
go ahead.
Christian, you just dropped. we're going to backtrack. I still make sure you drop 10 other songs and everything. I have a full email for next week on Friday.
Okay, yeah, because I only got one song in here.
I'm a little embarrassed about it. Made everybody drop to you, so yeah, man. Bless you. It's Friday, like I said. If I don't get it to you by Friday, you can have my soup.
Okay. All right, well, where can they reach you at?
You can reach me at just Google. Let me make it short and sweet. Google Wolfpack Music Group. I'm working on a URL right now. Wolfpack.com coming soon. But just Google Wolfpack Music Group. The whole situation that come up, like the MySpaces, the Twitters, the Facebooks, the Christian Andrews point on the Reverb Nation, that test and everything. Everything should come up. So just Google Wolfpack Music Group, Benji Jones, Chilzy Jones, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
When is Chilzy and all them going to come through? Like, what's up with that?
I got you. He just dropped the project, so we doing promo with everything. You got to be the first one because you've been riding with us since day one. So I got you.
Okay. All right now. So I'm going to ask you the topic of the day. I didn't really get into that, you know, from the beginning. If you had a fire at your house, a flood or whatever, what item would you grab before you leave?
If not one of my loved ones, my black
girl. Besides them.
My black
girl. That's mandatory, you know.
Live without my BlackBerry.
Your BlackBerry.
That's my lifeline. If I lose that, I die. That's my whole situation is in there. My company information. Like I got us nominated for best new artist at the 2009 Hip Hop Awards just off of BlackBerry phone, just promoting and networking and everything. You know what I mean? And the other half go thanks to EQ, but you know, promoting and everything. It got us always the Hip Hop Awards, so I'm in love with that BlackBerry.
Oh yeah, that EQ, you getting mad love tonight, huh? Okay.
Yeah, like he like a father figure to me. He ask anybody, if it wasn't for EQ, it would be no Benji Jones. It would be no Wolfpack. So he showed me a lot of things business-wise to the game as well as recording-wise. So, I mean, I got a lot of love and respect for that man. It's a problem with EQ, it's a problem with Benji.
Uh-oh. Now, EQ is more like a laid-back guy. He's very peaceful. So
yeah, everybody loves EQ.
He's like, you know what I mean?
I'm gonna let you get to your other caller. I know
we're gonna get into your song. We're gonna get into your song, and then we're gonna get to them. Let them wait. No, I'm just kidding.
What's up, world? You about to listen to One for the Money, Chilzy Jones, featuring myself, Benji Jones. Shout out to Fire. Shout out to Air It Out Radio. Shout out to the whole Philly.
It is.
Chills with some Benji.
Money, Benji, baby, getting money. See me king of pressure shopping while the others looking mummy. I be swagging, I be surfing, just a fly, cool person. Why you looking mad? Cause your pockets kinda hurting.
Step it up.
I hit them all and never do I ask the price. Benji, I'm a star, so you know I got my swagger right. Different color shirts, whole city wolf packing right. Red and green, boobies up, looking like a traffic light. Picky, I be killing it. Pammy, I be killing it. Always up in demons, they know it's by our government. One for the money, see the money that I'm running in. Giving out samples so the smokers they can come again. Rappers getting dumb again, sitting back and wondering. Wolf pack moving, see them numbers, should be running in. Oh yeah, Benji back, now the break over. The game need a makeover, wolf pack takeover. Yeah, 20s, 50s, 100s, I'm a star. When I flip that shit, I rip that.
that shit, I in this. Niggas, they be hating, they bitches be on my pogo stick. Polo on my body, them diamonds be on my neck and wrist. And Nina's copping Gucci and Prada, the Louis for my bitch. No, I don't give a shit. Do not think that I'm a bitch. Some guns that I got, they a pager like Suryagovic. Chilzy, I'm the king of the floors. Man, I be hot as shit. The beat is like a sheet of a paper, cause I be ripping it. Mar, I be killing it. Benji, man, I'm killing it. Bad little Brazil, she chew me like I'm a double man. And that's very often, I be Rick Ross. Flip boys, all my niggas flossing. You see me?
Yeah, this your boy Kazmir, and I'm listening to that chick Fire with Air It Out Radio. Go slap the shit out of somebody and tell them to tune in. www.airitoutradio.net. Let's get it.
Shout out to Kazmir on that one. Thank you very much for that drop. If y'all want to send some drops in, make sure y'all send it to itsair.radio@gmail.com. Shout out to Benji too. So mad love for that. I'm gonna keep going. 5893 Air It Out Radio.
House.
What's going on?
Oh, what's your number?
Hello. 5894.
Yo, that's me. What's up?
Yeah, that's you. Who you be?
Oh shit. Yo, I was just talking to somebody. What's up, Fire? Air It Out, Philly. What's good?
What's going on? Who we talking to?
I was just talking to my cousin. I was telling him how famous she was. I'm like, yo, man, this girl, she got radio stations everywhere. This girl big.
You
she
funny.
Big.
You funny. Tell everybody who you are. Stop playing.
Yo, this ran live, 215, Philly's best kept secret. And then ran live. Get that.
Oh, boy. What's going on, Ram?
Chillin'. I'm on my way out of town, so unfortunately I'm in a car. So hopefully you can hear me.
I can hear you.
I'm happy too. Mm-hmm. Can't you tell?
Yeah.
Well, yo, listen. I wanna. What's
go
up?
Ahead.
What's up?
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, yo, if my house was on fire, first thing I'm grabbing is my Magnums, cause I'm gonna be stressing. I'm gonna need
a whole bunch of pussy.
Yes, I'm grabbing my box of condoms. Because I'm going to be stressing.
What
my house burnt down. I'm
going
to have to...
off with nothing. Like...
Nah, I ain't having unprotected sex. I'm going to need a lot of pussy. I'm going to have the condoms. I'm shooting straight to the freak joint crib. That's going to take all the stress away.
You can buy condoms anywhere. Like, you talking about valuable items at your house, and you worried about some condoms.
You said, listen, man, fuck, that shit should be insured. The condoms not.
Oh, my God. So
what's up? Can I get my shout outs early? Because you know I be having a million of them, and I don't be trying nobody mad at me.
Well, make it quick. You know how you be trying everybody.
First and foremost, big up the Fire, Air It Out Radio, Known Records, Belargo Boy, Devoted Nitty, my nigga Nitty. Ness, E-Ness, Hollow Man over there working hard at Known Records, man. Bumpy Johnson, all the major figures. Big up to Ed Lava, Dutch, I see you. Reese Rolex, I see you, niggas. Yo, and all of North Philly and the rest of Philly, yo. Hunting Park, baby. That's it, yo.
Oh, good. Okay.
So what I'm playing tonight, yo, listen. I'm going to start banging out Philly's Best Kept Secret, so you might as well play that. That's what we rocking with for now, knowing, because this shit is about to go down. Ran live, so he's best kept secret. Catch me on Facebook, MySpace. Just look up Ran Live, RANLIVE. Philly's best kept secret, you mean?
Ran live, baby.
Go get it like Kel and Jeezy. The way I'm going, get it, paper going stack easy. Can't forget the days I ain't had nothing, now I'm greedy. Cranking on dudes all day, cause I'm greedy. Real life is a jungle in these streets. Fuck the police, my nigga played a piece of leader, pigs not breathing. I'm a bloodborne heathen, ghetto form soldier. puffin' Doja, got guns like La Costa Nostra. Eat niggas like gonorrhea, all in the toaster. Listen, Jill made me a monster, an animal to get out. I cut a nigga face like Hannibal. On a cell block of murderers, that'll murder you. To make it out alive, play I'll fucking murder you. Leave you in the fucking ground, who the fuck is killing now? North Philly told me well. Automatic mic jam, revolvers don't leave no shells. We use backwards to twist the belt. For that work, Poppy got the cheapest shells. Sold with the dizzy scale, sample that shit and weigh it well. I ain't going lie, I only made it to 6 shows. Money coming crazy, so I started plugging that hole. Wife who was a heaven that started calling 5-0. Then came the fucking drama, all from a baby mama. Real niggas know the deal, love will get a nigga killed. No Philly's best kept secret. We're live with your bread, everybody know that. Philly's best kept secret. We're stop grinding, nigga, is you crazy? Philly's best kept secret. We're live with your bread, everybody know that. Philly's best kept secret. You and now rocking with Philly's best kept secret. If I ain't got your respect by now, you can keep it. Survived in the trenches, the rough neck hustler. Room for the riches, raised among stars and made the drug block. To this day, they still pop. Real recognized, thrilling, I can tell if you not. Ever since 16, I was running the club spots on Delaware Ave, VIP and Club Gotham. Back when Rampage was going wild for the night. By the time I turned 17, I wild overnight. The sun be coming up when I turn the door key. Lied to my dad, tell him I was walking down the street. Next weekend, I did the same thing. Before I met Gilly, I was doing the damn thing. You can ask Rugged EMC and they'll tell you I know too much about the game to be a failure. No Philly's best champ.
Air It Out Radio, it's that chick firing. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Thought we took care of that. But anyway, make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. If you are on the net and you want to talk to me, 347-677-1163. We're going to keep it moving. 1910, Air It Out Radio, what's going on?
Wow, got so much to say and so little time to do it. I see how you're cutting the show today.
I didn't listen. I'm not cutting the show for those that are listening. Some of the songs are cutting off a little short, and, you know, we're going to have to fix that at a later date. But, you know, I'm not cutting y'all short, y'all, so just
Okay. Let me first say shout out to you. You know what I'm saying? You got me. You had me working mad crazy late at night videoing, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Kim Ching doing her thing, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Garcia for coming out to the joint, you know, the 8 gang in the building, you know what I mean? Shit. Shout out to my man Benji. Now let me tell you a little something about Benji. Benji is a real thorough dude. Like seriously, no. When I first met him, like he was on some like trying to get his stuff out, but he didn't have the right, you know what I mean, chemistry that he wanted to do, you know what I'm saying? And I he came in my crib and we was just busting it up, man. Like love. So shout out to my man Marlo, because Marlo was really the one that introduced me to him and you know, his family and everything. And it was like he was just listening to everything I said, and it was cool because it was like he wasn't like a young boy that was just trying to be like, oh, man, I ain't trying to hear what you're saying, OA, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to hear all that. He was on some like, oh, yeah, you know, school me. So I made his first one of his CD covers, man, something with the pen. Like, I can't remember right now because I'm rushing. But at the same time, like, I did that for him, and then, like, he just came over. I did beats for him and everything, and ever since then, man, it's just been, like, a growing process with him. Like, he'd come past every now and then and be like, yo, Q, I mean, what you think about this song, or what you think, where am I going with this, da-da-da. And I sit there and I tell him, and then he go back to the lab, and then he hook up something else. You know what I'm saying? He hook up something else. And that's what I like about people like him, for the simple fact that they could take some positive criticism. No matter what I say, I'm not saying I'm right all the time, but what I'm saying is, if you change up a little bit, do something different, then you might come out with a better style. And that's basically what he was coming at. I didn't teach him his style or anything like that. I just told him to try to change up and do a better you. You know what I mean? So, and he took it. So I love him, man. He's good people. You know what I'm saying? Yo, man, what's that? Who was that Red Lie that was just on?
Red Lie.
Yo.
Secret.
Yo. That dude, yo, I love it. His voice is hot.
Y'all sleeping on Ran. I'm sorry.
Yo, his voice is hot. Yo, I like. He remind me of Cannabis a little bit. Not saying that he's Cannabis, but I'm just saying the way he come off so raw. Like, and then he got this positive energy about him. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. You know
he's
what
very
I mean?
Energetic.
Okay. Yeah, that, he definitely bringing that to the table. I love that. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Wow. So what's up? I got so much. I'm just sitting here doing homework, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to make the dean list.
You were stupid. Don't even go there with these listings. Lord have mercy.
I'm just saying.
And Kim King. Yeah, we don't even want to go there on that one, Lord have mercy. That's an inside joke, y'all. I'm sorry, y'all. We can't elaborate more on that. Jesus. Please stay in school or go to school.
I'm trying to get my 3.5 grade average. I'm trying to get that 3.5. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I can get higher, I'm good. So anyway.
Anyway.
What's going on with you? Right now the book is almost finished. You know what I'm saying? I got the copy back, but I didn't like it, so I got to make another chapter or something so I can get some more pages in there. But for the most part, it looked good. You know what I'm saying?
Where my chat at?
Yo.
I'm just joking.
Yo, I'm saying like y'all gotta pay attention to Fire because she got this video show that's about to be popping, and
yo.
I think I got my hands in that a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so I'm trying to get my hands in that a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, causing it like what?
Yeah, so I'm. Y'all better pay attention to that show because there's going to be some exclusive stuff going on with that. It ain't just going to be some regular old interview joint. It's going to be tight. So definitely get with her, man. She's doing her business. She's doing her thing. Before we go there, now, can you tell the people how professional the situation was with us Saturday?
Yes. EQ was definitely professional. Definitely professional. He came in. He knew what he wanted to do, and you know he definitely took over and was like, "Look, I want this, and that." He wasn't playing. He was very focused. Like, he was definitely doing your thing. I definitely appreciate it. Like, I would love to work with you again. So, definitely hit him up if y'all trying to do. I mean, I know you said you don't really do interviews no more, but you really should because you definitely did a good job with Kim, and she'll be on the line soon probably, and she'll tell you herself, like, you know, you definitely did your thing, so it's definitely a good look.
I could appreciate that coming from you because really, y'all don't know. All y'all air it out is y'all understand, like, Fire got it going on. And I was almost unfocused when I came up on that joint because I'm like, wow. Wow. What's going on? So I had to put the blinders on, you know what I'm saying? I had to do what the horses do, put the blinders on to keep it moving because I was almost unfocused. But at the end of the day, it's a beautiful thing, you know what I'm saying? So I came in there and did my thing. But now, if you asking me that question about the Fire, right, check this out. Everybody grabbing all kinds of things. My man, Ray, he going to grab his condom.
Yo, he's crazy, but yeah.
Vending you the BlackBerry. I'm grabbing a life insurance policy. I'm telling you right now, that's all I'm grabbing. I ain't grabbing nothing else. I'm just policy.
They got a copy of that at the insurance company, so.
Yo, man, look, you know how when you lose everything, see, I put everything in my rental insurance file. That means my birth certificate, social, everything. When you lose everything and you ain't got your stuff organized, what happens is you start talking to people and then they get forgetful. You know, lawyers get forgetful. If money ain't involved, they get forgetful. So to clear all the nonsense and the BS, I put everything all in one folder. And when I pick up this folder, that's like my little life story. And if I was to lose everything, that's what I grab. I grab that, you know what I'm saying, and be out. Because I already know. I already know how big business is. Big business is this. If you ain't got no paperwork immediately to prove it, they throwing you out the door.
Right.
They ain't trying to hit me.
And you know what the crazy part about it is? Like, this really made me think about this whole situation because you know how, like, the West Coast is having all these things or, like, you know, everybody else is having all these crazy things happening to them, but we haven't really experienced that yet on this side. So I'm just so nervous and paranoid, like, some shit like that's going to go down. So, y'all, that's something to think about, you know what I mean, in the future, like, what y'all would really grab besides your kids.
I don't know if y'all remember the fire that just happened a couple of weeks across the street from West Philadelphia High School. That whole apartment complex over there got burnt down. So it was like 150 people in there that lost everything. You know what I mean? Didn't even have life insurance. They lost everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you look at that and you say,
yeah,
just like you're saying, you know, anything can happen at any given time. All I say to you is don't value nothing in this world but your life. If you don't grab nothing out that house, you can get your life back. You know what I'm saying? As long as you breathing, all that other material stuff you can get back. You know what I'm saying? It's sad that you lose it, but at the end of the day, it's like if you got breath air, breath of fresh air, you can make it happen again. You'll make it happen again because you survivors. We've been
definitely.
We pro black. We've been survivors, so we can make this happen. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
But look,
I'm telling you right now, I would grab my pictures, my photo albums. I got them in a little box. I'm out with them, and my daughter will be out. You know what I mean? Because you can't get back them baby pictures and all that. Like, I used to be in pageants and stuff like that. Don't laugh at me. Don't judge me, goddammit. But, like, you know, I used to be in pageants and fashion shows. For those that don't know, I do my little thing. But, like, all that stuff, I can't get that back. So, like, I'm snatching it up. So, like, clothes and stuff, like computers, TVs, like, you can get that stuff over again, you know? So.
You know what? You just made me think. Now I need to put my photo album over there with that insurance policy. You know what? I'm definitely going to do that. You just made me think now. You know, I can't get that back. You're right about that. You're right about that.
Baby pictures and stuff, like, more.
But,
you know,
can I be,
you can't
let me
that
be
stuff.
Serious with you, though. Seriously. Ever since I've been videoing, I got some exclusive footage. Right now, I'm thinking, like, I need to put all this stuff in this one box.
Yeah.
Because I got
fireproof.
I got tapes of Will Smith at his worst. I got tapes and stuff. I got some exclusive stuff, like, seriously, like, for real. You know what I'm saying? So, like, Tatiana Ali, everybody looking at her on TV, I got a story that'll make everybody cry about her. Like, seriously, like, I got the whole exclusive. So I'm thinking, like, wow, hey, man, I don't really want to get no fire. So I got fire extinguishers all over the place. I don't think I'm having no fire no time soon.
You never know. Like, you should waterproof it and fireproof it, you know, just to be safe. So you never know.
I would like to tell all my business over the phone, but you know, I'm all right. You know what I'm saying? Trust me, I'm all right. I'm all right. That's all I'm gonna take.
Not a lot of people got insurance, so you good. I know you working with someone over there.
Look,
so that's
I'm beyond insurance. I'm all right. I got some stuff. All right, I'm cool. But you know, I gotta give a shout out to North Philly, yo. Like when he named all those people, I forgot. Like every time I get on the show, I don't ever give a shout out to all. You know what I mean, all the North Philly people. Like seriously.
Why
like,
do
I know
y'all break it up? That's the thing that I don't get. Like, why y'all just can't say shout out to Philly? Like, why y'all gotta break it up?
I say shout out to Philly all the time, but Philly never give me a shout out back. Like I'd be like, yo, shout out to Philly, man. I only hear certain people. I'd be like, okay, well, you know, I shout out everybody. I really do. I shout out Wingahocken. I shout out North. Fishtown, Nicetown, everybody. And then next thing you know, I don't hear from niggas no more. Like, they use my services and keep it moving. I'm like, okay, well, you know, I shout out people that show me love. You know what I'm saying? Shout out the Philly Coalition and stuff like that, you know. But it's all good. I see them on the street. They still say, hi, what's up? Shout out to Izzy. You know what I mean? Rain Man is really doing his thing right now. You know what I mean? Got to shout out to him. And I don't know if he's listening, but you know.
Probably not. Like,
but...
I don't even know who that is. Like, I don't think he's ever been on the show, I don't think.
Oh, you know, Izzy For Real. When you go online, like, I mean, on Facebook, you'll see a boy named Izzy For Real. He changed his name from Rain Man to Izzy For Real.
Okay,
so you probably see him. And Reed Dollars and E-Ness. You know, I actually grew up with E-Ness, but I used to teach at Bartram High School, and E-Ness was in the Ville, and I used to deal with E-Ness a long time ago. That's when the Philly's Most Wanted was out. I used to teach them in high school. That was crazy. Yeah, I've been through some stuff with Philly. Philly, that's my town. Philly. You know what I'm saying?
He's a really Philly. So tell everybody your website, because you know I gotta keep it moving. You know how you chit-chat. I'll be on here with you forever.
Oh, man, I love your show. The website, everybody know what it is. Oh, I just hooked up the website. Y'all got to really go there, really check it out. You know what I'm saying? If you got a show or something that you're trying to promote, you need to get in contact with me because I'm really giving people space on the website because my website is getting a lot of attention right now. So definitely hit me up, www.illadelstyles.com. That's I-L-L-A-D-E-L, Styles, S-T-Y-L-E-S.com. Yeah, I mean, get at me for real, because I'm only looking out for people that serious about their business. Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Definitely.
Fire.
Fire.
Listen.
Uh-oh.
You said you had something to talk
look,
to me
I'm
about.
Look, I'm always like, uh-oh, because I never know with y'all. What's going on?
No, seriously. No, I'm feeling what you're doing with the show, and I want you to continue. You got Paper Doll coming up on this joint? Is that what
that's
you said?
A Paper Doll, yes. She's on the line listening, but, you know, she won't be on until a little later, but, yes, she's on.
Well, check this out. Paper Doll, me and Paper Doll go back.
Oh, God. Are you about to tell me another story? I'm about to hurt you.
No, Paper Doll was in one of my videos. My first
He's still going.
Yo, Paper Doll is my girl. That's, you know, we good
oh,
people.
God.
We good people. Ask her about it. Yeah, ask her. Ask her. She's
look,
so cute. Everybody,
you know you can talk.
Yo, everybody
you
know me. Yo, I love y'all, man. I swear to God, I love y'all. I swear to God.
I would hate to see you drunk because you probably would never,
no.
ever let nobody leave. You'd be like,
yo, no,
let
listen,
me tell y'all
when
about
I'm, this. When I'm drunk, I don't talk at all. Like, I'm
really?
Like more,
oh, my
I'm
Lord.
I'm analytical. I
you
watch
need to get
niggas,
you drunk then. No, I'm just joking.
No.
I'm just playing with you.
I
but come on,
EQ,
you gotta have these people yelling at me. Come on,
no,
man.
I love them, man. I love them. They know I love them. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna get it in anyway. You know what I mean? But anyway, I gave you the new song. I hope you got it.
What? I'm bombing on a track. I'm
No, boo.
Look, I'm telling you, I like the hook on that song. You know?
Yo, I gave.
Which
you
one
the
is
new...
this? Cold Winter.
A Cold Winter, yo. It's cold as shit outside. Anybody, you been outside lately? It's cold.
Yeah, that was just out there today.
Yo, it was balling. Like, it was balling. Like, I had icicles on my nose. Like,
oh, God. Look, we back to EQ.
Yo,
really?
I'm just. Right,
really?
Yo, seriously, new track, yo. I need y'all. Yo, I just put it up last night. I already up to 200 hits. Less than 24 hours, 200 hits already. I'm saying, like, listen.
There you go.
The song is tight. Y'all got to get on this joint. You know what I'm saying? The DJ.
Which one is
really,
this? Do that.
Cold Winter.
Oh, Cold Winter. All right. Well, don't be yelling at me, nigga.
Yo,
all right.
You know
don't
I
make me
you,
have technical difficulties with
yo,
your
you know
mic over
you.
There.
You know I love you. I can tell you another story. You want another story?
Not really. Not.
No, all right. No, I'm not going to do that to you.
On the phone after the show. EQ, y'all. Cold Winter.
Yo.
I got a verse of 45 that'll switch your top. going. I don't have to start a war, but I ain't scared of you niggas, Bernie Mac, boy. And that's a fact, boy, because I'm in the center. Eat you, Philly, and I'm conquering this cold winter.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your boy M.B, and I'm chilling with my girl, Fly Chick, listening to the hottest blog talk station in the nation. So keep your radios locked because it's about to go down. Yeah.
Air It Out Radio is that chick, Fly. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Listen, if y'all new on the line, press 1. Speak up. The line is crazy, so please be patient and do not hang up. I will get to you, okay? When I call your last 4 digits, I'm talking to you. 6882, Air It Out Radio. What's going on?
Yeah, what's up, Fire?
What's going on?
It's Dante. What's going on with you?
Dante. What the dilly?
Huh?
What the deal? What the deal, Papa?
Not much. What's going on, man? What can I do for you? What can I do for you?
I need you to, of course, sing something since I don't have nothing in here for you.
All right, I got you. I got you a little bit. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
Can't make me laugh now.
Okay, I won't. I'll try not to.
This here is on some personal. I highly doubt this feeling is reversible. Knowledge is pain, and that is why it hurts to know that you pretend to hide and put mistakes aside. So I don't ever question you, and I can't even find the perfect word so I can paint what's going through my mind. Racing against myself, but I'm a couple steps behind. That's why I gotta ask, is anything I'm doing brand new? Is that good for you?
Damn! Okay. Shit, well, I did have some draws on, but no. Tell them where they can reach you at.
You know, you can find me on Facebook.com/DanteNerdProdigy.com, you know. But I'm about to be on that Twitter soon, so be looking for me on that too.
You gotta get on the Twitter.
I'm hearing you. They told me.
Shut up, Marley. I hear you. yeah, definitely get on the Twitter. Definitely. So I can Twitter you to death, so I can bug you.
I hear you. I like that.
Yeah. Definitely. Y'all need to hit him up if y'all need some hooks. You know what I mean? The man is talented.
Definitely
hit him up. And we got to get some music in here so you can play for the ladies and whatnot. So definitely appreciate you coming through. I got to ask you the question.
What's up?
Today, if you had to grab something from your house and you had a fire, a flood, or whatever, what would that be?
You know, I was listening, and I kind of like taking the pictures I did because you can't get that back, you know? That's like.
Don't be trying to steal my idea.
I ain't stealing. I mean,
I'm just kidding.
I know brilliance when I hear it.
Right, right.
Like, you can't take the pictures back, you know?
That's true. You definitely can't. My baby pictures, I need them, my boo-boo.
All right.
He said all right. But, yeah, definitely appreciate you coming through. You know you welcome anytime, so you don't need me to tell you to come on. So
I got you.
All right. So you got anything else you want to say before?
You know, just shout out to everybody doing anything out there. You know, I ain't going to get into specifics, but y'all know who y'all are. So, you know, hit me up if y'all want me to hook y'all up because, you know, that's what I do the best. So,
okay.
Fire, shout out to you, boo, for letting me on your show. You know what I mean?
Oh, all right, definitely. Thanks for coming through, babe.
No problem.
All right. Air It Out Radio. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. See, hit him up, y'all. I'm telling y'all, we don't get too many male singers at that, so y'all definitely got to come through. 2641, Air It Out Radio, what's going on?
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, E. Burner.
Hey. What's going on?
What's the deli?
Ain't nothing.
What's up, baby girl?
Ain't nothing. You know, doing the radio thing. Doing a radio thing.
Huh?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. what's going on with you? I see you doing interviews and shit. You know what I mean, big boy?
Yeah, buddy. Check it out. Check it out, my people. Look, the album drops tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
iTunes is bullshitting me. So you can go to eburners.bandcamp.com and download the whole album, all 8 songs for $8. I mean, all 16 songs for $8. And until iTunes actually release it, actually, I'll know soon, because I know just as much as y'all know right now. So until then, you can get it tomorrow at that site. It's going to be on, it's my URL tomorrow, too, so you can just click the link, download the album, or you can download the songs you like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I hope y'all download the album for $8, 16 songs. It's a part of me. I'm already working on the next album. They're just their AD, the General Show in New York, Fun Experience. I mean, shout out to them, NAN and all them. And, you know what I mean, doing the Cave Radio Wednesday, a DVD Thursday, studio, everything. Just get at me. Eburners, we about to do some big things, man.
Okay.
What's up with you, babe?
Is the tour still going on, or are you still going on tour?
Yeah, the tour is still the tour. I'm still waiting for confirmation because they got to talk money because I'm not doing nothing for free no more.
Uh-huh.
But unless it's for people
right.
I know or affiliated with. Like, I mean, you want me on it, you call me my peoples for it. So if the money right, then I'll do it. Like, I can't just disappear for months and not get compensated for it. So,
for real. Bills and shit, had to come back, you won't have no
help. Yeah, as long as the paperwork right and everything's right, it's still a go. It's still a go to open up for Wiz Khalifa, J. Cole, and somebody else. And I'm just doing me right now, man, and I hope y'all ride with me, man. Nightcrawler, I ain't forget about you. I got you.
Nightcrawler, he on the
busy
road.
Week. Busy week. It's just, you know, we about to do some big things. I got somebody that's going to call up there, probably not this week, probably next Monday. My man Chip, he part of the team. He crazy. He was trying to send some songs today, but they was in wave form, so he could forget about that, but... You know, like I told him I'd do it for him or whatever, but it just been busy for me. Like, I've been doing a bunch of running around this week, so it's all love. It's all love. I'm just here to air it out, you know. I come up, we come up, because y'all going to get the same exposure, man. Real talk, everybody on here that be. EQ, I need a video, man.
EQ, everybody on him right now. He about to be
my nigga Rome, man. I see you doing your thing. I'm in New York, they talking about Rome, so you doing your thing, you know what I mean?
Shout out
to
Rome, he doing his thing, crazy.
It is what it is, man. Shout out to Fire Chick.
Yeah, Fire Chick. Who
shout
is
out
that?
To you, because you be putting
that?
Niggas on, yo. You putting niggas on.
I try.
On, man. Everybody, like, I mean, it's free promotion. You're not asking them for nothing. It's free. It's actually essential. You actually learning something 9 times out of 10 from a more established artist than you, and it's just good vibes, man, all day, man. It ain't like all these other little blog talk Jones where 9 times out of 10 they on some who what beef you got with who, and you know, it ain't about that. It's about coming up, putting out good music. You actually giving your honest opinion to people. Like, I mean, it's real. People can respect that. If they don't, they need to go to maybe that other shows or whatever like that. But I mean, it is what it is.
Definitely.
You know.
Well,
I'm
I know
on cruise control right now.
You gonna switch the game up for me, right? Because I know we talked and we said we was gonna try some different things. You know what I mean?
Oh, of course. That's already in the meek, and I got. Man, I wrote 7 songs coming back to New York, man. It's crazy. It's a bunch of stuff that you see that might inspire you.
Mm-hmm. New York would definitely inspire you. For sure.
No, New York don't really inspire me because they actually saying the niggas in New York don't show love. They don't show love for their own kind over there.
The atmosphere.
Oh, yeah. The atmosphere do inspire
you
because I've seen all types of phantoms and everything out there. So it do inspire you to get your game up, man, because it's... It's bigger cities than Philly, man. And, like, for most artists, I know it's hard as shit for us to get shit played on the radio. And it's not our fault. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not saying, well, yeah, I am saying, it's not our fault. Like, you know what I mean? Certain people pull certain strings for certain people, and that's who they play. But, like, you know what I mean? It's outlets, man. It's go online, Google radio stations that give art underground. 97 do underground shows on their normal station. Submit your music everywhere, man, because if just because Philly don't play it, that don't mean Cali won't play it, Atlanta won't play it, everywhere play it, man. It, especially if they like you and you actually think you got a hit, 9 times out of 10, you're not the only person who think that. So just submit it, man. You don't feel rejection unless you try, man. And all rejection ain't bad rejection. It might be positive input coming with it. Like, I mean, as far as what you should do different or blah, 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 just you got to listen to people. Don't have a too big of an ego. Just go and do what you want to do, man, because it's an outlet for us, man. Never give up on your music, because just that one chance somebody hear you that's good and you skyrocket. I'm actually in New York on my way to there. And I see some kids rapping outside of a building. Mm-hmm. I go over there to listen to them. Guess who comes out the building? None other than 50 Cent. So I rap. And his manager gives me his number. So it's a big thing, man. You just got to go, man. You just got to go and push and do everything in your power to get yourself heard, man. Do everything to perfect yourself. Listen to established artists that actually did it and still doing it. And, you know what I mean, just apply that to what you do, man, and you won't lose.
Right.
Not to sound long-winded, but I experienced a lot as far as me coming in the game and doing stuff in the game and seeing people in the game and being around artists that's people's favorite artists and actually being in the same room, eating with them, chilling with them, and just to still not be there at this point in my career, it can get discouraging, but it's not. You just got to keep going, man. Like, don't never let nobody stop you from what you want to do, man, because they will try. Trust.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you the topic for tonight.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Go ahead.
I don't know if you was listening all the way through, but fire, flood, what would be the first thing you would grab? Besides your kids.
First thing, do it got to be an object or like
besides your kids, yeah, it could be whatever.
No, you come like I would grab my kids or something? Like,
no,
you
besides
talking about, like,
your
an
kids.
Item,
anything
an item or
that you can grab.
I would. I would probably grab like my hard drive, man. I got everything on it. Like, if I lose something, because it's a bunch of songs I didn't release or something, like, I would never remember them songs again.
Oh, that's good.
So I would have to grab something. Or, like, pictures, like, something that whole value that's not monetary. Like, you know what I mean? You could always get stuff back. You could always get your flat screens and stereos and computers.
Yeah.
And you can get all that stuff back. You can make new songs, but I would grab something that's, like, whole value as far as memories and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
Something a grandparent or a parent might have left you that passed or something like that.
That's definitely a good one. I didn't even think about that. So are you going to spit something for us real quick? Cause we're gonna
but of course. But
right.
Of course.
Air it out.
What song you going
to? I don't know.
I got money, you fuckers know how I ride. Windows down, got the shoes on the 45. Sunroof closed, the AC on blast. Envy in the eyes, I breeze through with last. Wait till I drop, and don't really drop. I'm already on reserve for the Maserati Fox. Oh, get your bread right, this right here. I ain't about the Super Bird who head game is tight. No luncheon, see we dine out. Yo, Mr. Punchline, you niggas on timeout. Burn this back at it, sick of crack addicts and half the rap game already look like faggots. No disrespect, but this how I feel. Had brought me for the game and I still kept it real. Time to switch liquor, no more getting blunted through shitting on cats. Like me down with old hundreds, huh?
Okay. See, I missed that. I missed y'all spitting on the show, for real.
Man.
Like,
I got
missed
it,
that.
Man.
Y'all definitely got to start bringing that back, for real. So,
I got it. We got to bring it back. Why not? You double it.
Yeah,
you get double exposure. You spit and get your phone clean. So you can have somebody hear the street shit you do, and you can help somebody hit the industry shit you do. You're getting the best of both worlds. So,
exactly.
I mean,
and we would have people
that
came on that just wanted to spit. You know what I mean? Like, just
yeah,
they
exactly.
had no song and nothing.
Yeah, you got to be hungry.
Yeah.
You got to be ready to bite somebody's head off his ex. It's just like, I mean.
Yeah, so, you know.
It's just,
there you
it,
go,
it,
an
it,
example
it.
Right there. Love,
uh-huh.
You was ready to go, like, what song? You cut that shit
yeah.
off. We're right into it. That's what I'm talking about. What are we getting into tonight, Ebrenna?
You could play, you got my intro?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. So for the,
play
for
the intro to my
Air
album.
Radio?
Just the intro to my album, huh?
Oh, wait a minute.
No, my intro that's on my album. You
and
should,
what was that called?
My intro. My intro, that's what it should be called.
Hmm.
You should wear that. That's like number one.
Oh,
it's just
you
a
know
one.
What?
You
know what?
That.
I thought
you
it was
an
intro
out.
And I just put it to the side. Oops, I'm sorry.
Ooh. All right. Play,
I know you don't have me out.
No, that's cool. Play What's Fucking With That. You got that? Let me find out.
You probably put it under something else. Did you put it under something else?
Is that what it's called? What's Fucking With That?
Oh, What's Fucking With That?
Yeah, What's Fucking With That. You got that. Right? It should be
not.
At the bottom.
No, I don't have that either. Either.
Are you playing? What you deleted
no,
my phone?
Serious.
Let me find out. You
look,
said
I know, right?
Songs in there.
I
know. Man. The Shoulders Brushed Off, you got that?
Yes.
Or you deleted that too?
No, I got that in there, Smarty Pants. Yeah, I got that in there. I got that in there. I have to put
yeah,
the other two in there.
Play Shoulders Brushed Off. This is produced by Jizzy Team Heat Productions. Let's get it, baby.
Shoulders brushed off, I smell
yeah,
like
y'all
money.
Niggas smell me, man.
Shoulders brushed off, I smell
brown
like
ounce
money.
Of shit, man. We sink, nigga.
Off,
we got
I
come
smell like
something. It's Ebrenna's, man.
Shoulders
we ain't
brushed
even in
like money.
Yo, I got the game up by the collar, y'all see me. Hustle harder for the dollar, hard to be. I stunt like the rest of them, cool, fit, and lovely. Rumors spread around, now everybody my buddy. No, nigga, you gotta try harder. Climbed up the ranks cause I was much smarter. Y'all sat there looking dumb. I took advantage, hit the books and start cooking. Niggas started to panic like Burner's getting better. What we gonna do now? Niggas pray for my downfall like pump in the background. How that sound? I cut off my ties. Sick of all the bullshit, sick of all the lies. Now your boy up, Jizzy right here. We've been so niggas just give up a year. I'm smelling like Smith, printing hundreds and fifty. Cash cow, my swag is like Ben walking with me.
Shoulders brushed off, I smell like new money. 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 Shoulders brushed off, I smell like new money.
I don't think they ready. Yo, my shoulders fresh off, the wait is over.
Yeah.
I've been battle tested and came out a soldier. Ebrenna's, remember me well. These cats jail made a promise to my team. I refuse to fail at any aspect. The business, the grind, the bullshit, the line, man. It's about time that we be heard, that people show respect. There's no more games, dog. Just cut the check. My time. If I crush this block, I might as well go blind. Can't see my failure, can't see my pain. If it's all on me, then I'ma take the blame. People say go hard, people say get money. It's a hard shit selling, man. I've never been a dummy. Live life on the edge, that's the way I play. Till the wheels fall off, I'ma feel this way. Cause my
shoulders brushed off, I smell like new money. 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 Shoulders brushed off, I smell like
y'all niggas smell me, don't you?
Shoulders brushed off, I smell like new money.
Look at these cats smiling, they really
around. Cousin Coop floating around. My family out of town. Put yourself in my shoes. What would you do? Would you sit here, rich dog, or move out too? Man, I've been around some haters. Been around some snakes. But the worst of me, dog, is a nigga who fake. Never wanted to be Nino. A soft face, oh boy, oh dog. I didn't like the taste. Money was my angle, the rest was a game. I found a new hustle, now they screaming my name. E-Burner, the product of North Philly crime. Got in and got out and still turned out fine. While y'all still stagnant, stuck in one frame of mind. Hustle like it's a full-time job, huh? My pockets swapped up, hopping out a new truck. And still live life like I never gave a fuck, huh?
Shoulders rest on, I smell like new money. Rest on, I smell like new money. Shoulders 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 rest on, I smell like new money.
You're now listening to the sounds of Air It Out Radio. Your boy B Cancer, holla at me. Yeah.
Air It Out Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. If you're on the net, hit us up 347-677-1163. I might have the lines again. Don't y'all go nowhere. I will get to you. Shout out to M. Dot, Dom Shiv, Kim King, that's on the line. Nitty, I don't see you, baby, but I'm quite sure you're on. Nightcrawl, I see you, DFF. Chronic, I see you. Hold on. Don't y'all go no damn where. Stop yelling at me on the damn text, too. Air It Out Radio 5092. What's going on?
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo.
What's up? Fires, Molly. Tamar Beats.
Tamar Beats. What's going on?
What's
man?
Up with you?
You know, working this radio thing. What's going on with you?
Not much. Working.
Working.
You know me. Working okay. Hard. I was doing a lot of emails in the day.
You was doing a lot of emailing.
Yeah, I was doing a lot of emailing today.
What's up with the revenge thing, man? I see you put it in there all late. I was like, Molly, you know better.
Yeah, you don't play it tonight, too.
I didn't even get a chance to download it.
Oh, you can't do that to me.
Yeah, man. You put it in like 8 o'clock. You know my time is 5. Yeah, man. And the only reason why I do that, let me explain to y'all why I say 5 o'clock on Monday, because, man, y'all got all week long. And then not only that, but Block Talk be fucking up. Like, if I was to try to do that now, like, this screen be going crazy. And then I might not even be able to get back on, play no music or hit y'all up or get to y'all lines. Like, Block Talk be fucking up. They got to fix that shit. So I be too paranoid to try to do it while on the show. I be nervous. Yeah, no, it's cool, though. Like, you know, that's why I be trying to say 5 o'clock, because that's enough time for y'all. But, you know, it's cool. We got other stuff in here, yours.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
What you got?
Get to the topic. I'm dying to hear what you got to say.
I would grab all my equipment.
How you would grab all your equipment? All your equipment? I'm talking about one thing, just one. Like, what would you
do? One thing?
One thing. That's it.
Damn.
Come on, man. What would it be? Come on, the fire is coming.
Hard drive,
blazing.
Man.
What?
It had to be the hard drive.
The hard drive. Okay.
Yeah. See, we got three of them. You only gonna get? I only can grab one of them. I can't grab two of them.
Why aren't you being greedy?
I might get all of them.
Look, what if it's a situation where you got to go out the window? You ain't going to be able to carry all three of them out the, you know what I mean? The fireman going to be like, look, come on. Get your shit, come on.
Yeah.
Grab one thing, let's go. Yeah. You know?
I just grab one.
Yeah.
Get my hard drive.
Yeah, that's a tough decision, isn't it? Like, when you really think about it, like, damn. So.
But then you really think about it, nobody won't get anything. Everybody get their asses right out.
I know that's right. Shit, dog getting left? No, I'm just kidding. I'm gonna grab my dog. If he close, he better come on. Shit. His ass is left like a motherfucker.
My
dog would be out before me. He's so damn smart. So, shit, you know, like I know. But, all right, so what's going on? Tell everybody the website info and all that. What's up with the beats?
Yeah, www.tmrbeats.com. Website is up right now. Ain't no beats up there now. I will be posting beats up there tomorrow.
What do you mean ain't none? There's zero up there?
Huh?
Is zero up there right now? None?
It's zero up there right now. It just got up there not too long ago.
Oh, okay.
So, and plus we got we email our beats to this guy and he do everything for us, so.
Okay.
That's a good thing.
All right. Shout out to Tay, too. Like, he got to bring his ass through. What the fuck? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Smack him up.
Go,
I don't
want to
hear that shit.
Okay.
Fuck all that boo loving. You know what I mean? No, I'm just kidding. He's going to cuss me out. Shout out to DeAndre, too. Get your weight up. DVD. You know what I mean?
He
needs to give me an appearance on that motherfucker. What?
Yeah. He playing around, man.
Yeah, he playing. So what song we getting into tonight?
What song we getting into? What you got?
You know what I got. Conversation, one thing. You know, you got some stuff in here with Merck, Sam, and Don. What it look like? What's your order? Number two, conversation.
Yeah, play what it look
like.
What
it look like?
Yeah.
All right,
It's your boy Marley, TMR Beats. What it look like, Marley featuring the Don, here at our radio.
Yeah, it is.
Let's go to the mall, cause that's what girls do. Ooh, let's get our nails done, cause that's what girls do. Shop till we drop, cause that's what girls do. If you agree with what I said, then you're a girl too.
Yeah, S-T-I-G. What they talking about?
Right, money.
I don't know. Let's get it. Let's go. Yeah, okay, I grind to get my bread right.
Yes.
I'm low key, I ain't trying to be the feds like. Lock me down, yeah, that's something that the feds like.
Huh?
Serving zombies out here, it's a dead night.
Yes.
Smell me, I'm bringing that talk shit back.
Okay.
You playing D, I need to rock, this a mix match. See you down, yeah, hater going wish
that.
I got doggy bags, they bring my shit
back.
Money in the gun.
Gun,
call it stealing cash.
Yes.
Break it down first, then you cut the deal in half.
Yes.
Keep it fresh, dog, put a tight seal on that.
Yes.
I'm so cool, bitch, it's still my Miller draft.
Yes.
If you don't see me,
see me.
I'm on my money thing, getting fast money,
money.
Call it money train, get that bug shit,
huh?
That's what you please do,
yes.
Get high, get money, that's what we do, talk money
now,
what you saying boy?
Boy,
we stand tall around here, ain't no playing boy,
no playing,
nah.
Nigga.
I ain't got no time for waiting,
nuh-uh.
Money talks well, let's have a conversation,
yeah
I go get it,
get it.
I ain't on a step. If it's money
down,
then it's money back,
check.
Nah. I ain't got no time for waiting. Money talks, well, let's have a conversation. I like Ben Frank, keep it 100 with it.
Yes.
Oh, that's Mr. Mac, keep 100 in it.
Yes.
Get a sister street, so who running
who
it?
Running it?
Hit you in your bladder, now you can't stomach
not
it.
At all.
Okay, Mrs. Jacob, I got the juice too.
Yes.
Pass the purple around, call it Fruit Loop.
Yes.
Money over bras,
bro.
That's the truth, boo.
Huh?
You get the money to the bras, that's what you do.
Huh?
Hit the street, yeah, I picked the 5 times.
Yes.
Magic in the bag,
bag.
It's not dying wine.
Not at all.
I put time in this rhyming. Your girl's best friend, cause I shine like a diamond.
Yes.
Got hard and soft like Mushu.
Yes.
Birds popping out, we call it cuckoo. Yeah, I'm ballin', no athlete. I'm in the business suit with a pair of tracks.
Yes.
Talk money now.
Now.
What you saying, boy?
What you saying?
We stand tall around here. Ain't no playing, boy.
Playin',
nah.
Boy.
I ain't got no time for waiting. Money talks, bro. Let's have a conversation. Yeah, I go get it. I ain't on the set. If it's money down, then it's money back. Nah. I ain't got no time for waiting. Money talks, well, let's have a conversation. Yeah, they keep talking like Metro. Pay them no attention when I'm blowing on that gas, though. Hood stars got the block like a movie set, though. My niggas ride no snaps on the Petro. I'm back on my job. I took a vacation. No time for games. Get a PlayStation. A lot of workers out here. Who the man in charge? You say you real, but you looking like you camouflaged. Fire these clowns. No manager. Do tricks with it. And then I vanish her. Who is that with me? Angelica. You can't smell me, but you smell her. Get a tree talk like a hell me. And put a slur in my grammar like Kelsey. Yeah, spit fire, something held up. I need a couple stops, so I had to sell drugs. Talk money now. What you saying, boy? You staying tall around here. Ain't no plan, boy. Nah. I ain't got no time for waiting. Money talks, bro. Let's have a conversation. Yeah, I go get it. I ain't on the set. If it's money down, then it's money back. Nah. I ain't got no time for waiting. Money talks, bro. Let's have a conversation.
Yes.
Yeah, don't touch the dial, and don't change the channel. It's your boy, DJ T, and I'm rocking with that brown skin heifer, my homegirl, my main.
Bitch,
fire, so let's air it out, y'all.
Air It Out Radio, it's that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. If you're on the net, hit us up, 347-677-1163, if you want to talk to me. Oh, that kind of rhyme, anyway. We got today's guest coming on, Paper Doll, so she'll be on a little bit later. I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more, see what's going down. Let me see. 5327, what's going on?
What's going on,
weak,
man?
Huh?
No, that wasn't weak. You sure?
No, I'm getting better, right? I'm trying.
What's up, Air It Out? This your boy, BC.
Black Cancer.
Yes, sir.
Hello. Yeah. What's going on with you?
I'm chilling right now. I am tired as hell. I'm at work. Can't wait to get off.
Aw, well, thank you for calling in, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm grinding it out.
Yeah.
It's been a while. I kind of miss AIO.
Aw, isn't that sweet? It'll make me cry. So, what's going on with the mix? I know you told me not to ask that no more until you got somewhere. It's just like a habit. It's a habit.
No, that's cool. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing new. Same old update, which is I'm trying to get the mixtape out the same time as I'm trying to get my poetry chat book out. Only difference is I'm now giving, like, leaks. So if somebody see me in the street, I might just have a random CD on me or whatever with a couple of leaks off of the mixtape / some old and current tracks that I've done that nobody probably heard, or they could just get it from you from Air It Out. So I kind of like that or whatever, you know what I mean? I get to communicate with the people and they get to hear some recent material from me so they know what's going on with me.
I love how y'all give me extra jobs or they could just get it from you.
Yay, you know me.
Mm-hmm.
I really try to put myself out there, and I feel as though since I got people waiting and there ain't a lot of speculation or anticipation on out like that, I really got boosted up. So the best thing I could do is put out a little bit of material here and there. You know what I mean? You see me going crazy on Twitter, and I put it on Facebook as well. So
okay.
It'll be soon. It'll be soon. I really gotta get that organized.
Okay. You got any features on there?
No, I don't have no features on there. It'll probably be Swag Gorilla, which I'm gonna play tonight. Hold on.
Shout out to Dom and Mr. Prez. I see you on the line, so definitely get back to you. Nitty, Nightcrawler, DSS, I see you, baby. I'm going to get to y'all. Shout out to Rel. I know he's listening. And Kim, I see you, baby.
Yeah, go ahead, Fire. You good.
So I'm going to ask you the topic for tonight. You know, I asked everybody else. So what would you grab, fire, flood? What would you grab on the way out?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. You know, I always give you a point when you got a good question. I don't want to say, besides just the flash drive with my material and stuff on it and beats and all that junk, shit, probably my keys.
Your keys to what?
To my will.
Well, what if it's a flood? I mean, ain't no point in getting them.
Well, if I had another option to grab something, then I don't know what else it would be. Because I got, like, paperwork all crazy.
So you would go with the paperwork?
Yeah, I would just go with the paperwork because I got a lot of material. Like, if somebody was to come through, it would just be drawers and bags and book bags full of written material that I never even released or put out or laid in a booth.
Yeah.
Like, that's how my mind works, and that's at the same time where it's a gift, it's also a curse, because I'll have so much material, I'll put it to the side and won't never come back to it, or I'll put it to the side and come back to it later on, and by then I done already, you know, tried to better my growth far as an artist and work on different flows and stuff like that. Like, I stay writing, so it's a good thing, but at the same time, it's best that I follow up with it. So that's one of my main goals in 2011 is if I write that shit, make sure I just go to the booth and lay it down right then and there. That's why I got to have good connects. And one of the main things I was trying to do was hook up with the boy T Money from down my end on South Philly so I could go to the booth and give another leak for my mixtape, but that ain't wind up happening because I couldn't find him or whatever. So, yeah, I'll probably be calling the boy Molly soon.
Molly. I'm sorry, you know it's not a habit. It's a habit.
As well as linking up with a few of them cats that follow me on Twitter or whatever because I got a good connection.
Yeah, y'all got to follow each other for real. That's why
yeah.
You need to give them your info so they can get date.
What is it? It's myurl.com/blackcancer, BLACK, cancer, CANCER. And that'll give you my Facebook and my Twitter. And I'm trying to get it. I want to get my YouTube up there, too. So just hold your horses with me. Be patient.
Yeah, you got to get your, it's my URL.
Yeah, definitely. It's real convenient.
Mhm, definitely. So what are we getting into tonight?
The John Swag Guerrero featuring me. It's called My Bitches. It's the most recent John or feature that I've been a part of. So we're going to get into that.
Black Cancer.
I love my niggas, but where my bitches? Head done, body right, nice face, bitches. Independent, got the young type bitches. Ladies, if you ain't here, won't you let me hear you scream?
It's just my presence, it's a refreshing. When I am here, she got that swag, I got that swag. So we both feeling, is it lust or is it love? We never know, she think I'm fine, 60 certified. It's time to go, okay. I love my niggas, but where my bitches? Head done, body right, nice face, bitches. Independent, got their own tight bitches. Ladies, if you ain't here, won't you let me hear you
scream? Bring me the ball, hell yeah, we ball. Until we fall, don't get involved. Just problem solved. They get them draws, I love them all. Fat, thick, and small. They got some dogs, man, fuck the money. Yeah, fuck the money. We'll trade it all, cause what good is all the money? If I don't have a honey, this shit it all wit. Man, I swear that I flip. Oh, I promise you, I snap. With no bitch to getting back. Trust my maker on my set. Just to bring that pussy back, man. Tell your DJ, bring it back. 1S, love AG, shooting. Certified street nigga, yeah. Now pay attention. If not, pay tuition. But swag, that's who I'm giving. Even if you're blind and can't see it, feel the rhythm.
I love my niggas, but where my bitches? Hands on body, right? Nice face, bitches. Independent, got their own tight bitches. Ladies, if you ain't here, won't you let me hear you swing?
It's just my presence, it's so refreshing. When I am here, she got that swag, I got that swag. So we both feeling, is it lust or is it love? We never know, she think I'm fine, 60 certified. It's time to go, okay.
I love my niggas,
like, where my bitches? Hands on body right, nice face bitches. Independent got their young tight bitches. Ladies, if you ain't here, won't you let me hear you sing them?
Independent bitches, keep it vicious. Hair and nails, kitty, you very well as sickening. Ill, stay away from hills, unless you rocking them. You don't play falls, less the season or pocket bins daily. Inhale weed, it's without the Sims. 9 to 5 wild, so you out for a time to spend. Watch say boss bitch, you a concentrant. And women follow behind, you Nicki Minaj and them. Titties poking out the skin, ass fat, highly slim. Throwing hotel parties, 112, find your Roddy friends. Getting it down, the pimpers and brown. Vanilla Dutchess, E&J sipping them rounds.
I love my niggas, but where my bitches? Hands on body right, nice face bitches. Independent got their young tight bitches. Ladies, if you ain't here, won't you let me hear you swing? It's your present, it's so refreshing. When I am here, she got that swag, I got that swag. So we both feeling, is it lust? Is it love? We never know, she think I'm fine. 50 certified, it's time to go. Okay. I love my niggas, but where my bitches? Hands on body right, nice taste bitches. Independent got their young tight bitches. Ladies, if you ain't here, won't you let me hear you sing? Yeah!
Yeah, yeah. What's good? What's good? Chill Gizzy. Chill Gizzy. First Fan Radio. First Fan Radio. Fire, what's up, boo?
Fire, what's up, boo?
Good looking on the drop.
Good looking on the drop.
Good looking on the drop. Shout out to Air It Out Radio for letting me do this. Listen. Listen, all you artists out there that's doing their thing, hit us up. First Fan Radio.
First Fan Radio.
Monday through Fridays, 9:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com. You heard me?
You heard me?
We doing it for all the unsigned artists worldwide. You got music? Send them MP3s into the email. First Family ENT Worldwide at gmail.com.
Shout out to all the blog talk shows that's doing it. Matter of fact, all the radio shows. So I show love to all of them. Air It Out Radio. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. If you own a net, hit us up 347-677-1163. I'm going to keep going. 8052. What's going on?
What's the damn deal? Yeah, y'all already know. This your boy Nightcrawler, Mr. Controversy in the Flesh. Bow my money. You know how we do this, right?
What's going on, Night? Look, I be nervous when you are. I'm like,
Hey, no reason to get nervous, man. I'm chillaxed.
No, you never know. What's going down? So,
You know me, still doing my thug feels up here in this fucking cold, man. Y'all boys is wilder with this shit. I don't know how y'all do it. Yeah, I'm a southern nigga, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I hear everybody gonna give me shots out to Philly, you know, and no disrespect. Hey, man, Philly got mad love for me, you dig? But y'all boys can't forget about us southern niggas. You hear me? I'm a down south nigga, southern boy, southern bred, southern raised, you dig?
We definitely, how can anybody forget about you, Knight? Come on. Really? You know that's not happening. So.
Yeah, I mean, I got love for every state, you know what I mean? Because growing up as a military brat, hell, I didn't had exposure to every fucking place you could possibly take. I'd have been overseas. I done been across the state, and, you know, by me driving trucks, hell, I'm touching every state as it is, you know what I'm saying? So I got peoples everywhere. I don't give a fuck where you at, man. If your ass is up in Alaska, shouts out to your ass, too. Your ass is up in Maine, shouts out to you. I don't give a fuck where you're from. If you like music, hey, man, the place to be right here on this aired out spot. And if you're doing what you do, keep doing this shit, you feel me? Don't let nobody slow you down.
Definitely.
Ain't no place to go but up, baby, so shit, take it to the sky.
Definitely. So, what's new?
Oh, man, shit. Well, unfortunately, you know, I'm about to flip off some shit, man. Uh-oh. I'm about to flip it up. Yeah. It's going down because, you know, for me, the night caller, you know, I'm to the point, you know, where I'm actually coming to the end of my road on this boy. You know, I love the music world, but for me, I feel like, you know, I've been grinding forever. So I'm going to make this last push to get on about there, you know what I'm saying? And I'm focusing more on my actual organization to which I'm putting together. You heard one of my artists last week, Lady C. I got some new people coming up, you know, that y'all ain't never heard of before, but we trying to make them household names. I got my dude, Mr. Exclusive. Hey, yo, shout out to my boy Incog. Yo, they got my boy OLC, man. They need to let my boy out, you know. Point breaking period. Let my nigga out. We tired of catching these cases, man. We ain't doing this shit. We went legit long time ago. Niggas need to realize that shit. Stop hassling us, you know. Hell, we got love for the South because that's where we from. But y'all Southern motherfuckers need to, y'all Southern laws need to get up off our ass for real. Let us do our thing.
So,
it's grimy down there, man. It's grimy in the South.
Yeah. I mean, it's grimy everywhere, so, you know.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Let's keep it 100. You know, South is where, you know what I'm saying, you got to worry about the majority of the motherfucking politics and, you know what I'm saying, the black and white issues and the rest of that, you know. Niggas was trying to move to the North because at least they was giving niggas a chance up in the North. Man, when you living in Texas, man, when they say that motherfucker is big, it's big on getting that money from your ass. And this is square world business. A nigga in Texas will get broke quick if you ain't got no paper. These laws is trying to hold your ass. Keep it 100. The only reason your boy can stay free is because I at least keep a little paper with me. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, lace niggas up on a whole bunch of different aspects, blase this, that, and the other. But this truck driving shit, you know, y'all done hear me spit that shit for a minute. Y'all done heard niggas come on clowning on me about my profession, you know what I mean? But I got new for everybody. Your boy about to let this truck driving shit go come next month. It's going to be a full-time grind on the ROM. It's going to be a full-time grind in my mind. I'm just going to do what I need to do, man. Keep the faith up. Like your boy E. Burner said, and I heard you, baby boy, trust me. Don't even sweat it. You need some beef, whatever the case is, get at your boy. I got a man that's cold with the shit, you know. He laces my shit right then and there. So every track you hear, my man's laced the beat right then, especially for me. You know what I mean? I watched the man construct it from beginning to end. It takes the man 15 minutes, and I guarantee you, he could drop beats at a damn show slam.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I'm saying? So if y'all want to get the ills on some beats,
but
my man
way
don't
over
talk
there.
Much.
So, you know, I mean, I know y'all.
Okay, they make emails.
True.
They make emails.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? You can always get beats, you know what I mean? Shit, I'm trying to network with cats across states, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you can't get to me, I can't get to you, I don't give a fuck. As long as you got an email address, I got an email address, let's make this shit pop. You dead?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no reason why niggas can't network with niggas no more. The problem,
you know what?
Why
I got something to tell you real quick. Night, I got something to tell you. I think you need to stay on a line because somebody's going to be calling in. I don't know if they are or not. I'm just.
I ain't coming off tonight. I'm chilling tonight, man. Tonight, I'm off duty. You know what I mean?
But I'm just saying, like, if you get a chance, like, before you get off or whatever, like, if you do jump off, just like check in periodically with my tweet.
Nah, I ain't going nowhere. Nah, I'm gonna follow it all the way through tonight.
Okay.
You know, like
I
said,
think somebody's gonna be coming on, and I think they got something to tell you. So, you might want to.
The only reason I step off, that's what I say. I hear about everybody who gives me the shout out, but just to let y'all know, like I said, I do be on the road every time when I'm online. I'm on the road. So, right. You know, I can only pop in for particular times, but I have to jump off because I got moves to make, you know what I mean? But trust me, when I touch down at the house, I do check out shows. I do got people that are listening in that give me feedback as to
shout
what was said, blah, blah, this, that, and up. What's that?
I said shout out to Angie. I know you got other people, but, you know, shout out to Angie.
Yeah. She does her thing, you know what I mean? But,
mm-hmm.
Shit, outside of that, you know, that's just the true form of the business. That's how I've been able to get what I need to get. So everybody who's interested in finding somebody that, you know what I'm saying, is serious about trying to get this paper up and trying to get to the next level, y'all need to actually look at her, you know what I mean? She done carried your boy pretty far for the couple months, you know what I mean? And I wouldn't even have a lot of the connections I have if it wasn't for her. So, yeah, she does her thing. And she's located in y'all's area. She's actually right in Pittsburgh. She's right outside Pittsburgh. Yeah, she's outside
okay.
of Pittsburgh.
So,
you know
let me
what I'm saying?
Find
she's
out.
In
close. Okay.
Yeah, she's in the Pennsylvania area, you know what I mean? So she does her thing.
Okay.
And that's why I said Philly showed me mad love, Pennsylvania in general. So, you know, shouts out to everybody.
That's what's up. All right, so what? Well, I'm going to ask you the topic for today. I don't know if you was paying attention or not, but if you had to grab something, what would it be? Fire, blood?
Yo, man, I don't like you for real.
We had this discussion earlier. You got to participate,
man. I participate. But you know what I'm saying? For me, it's personal. You know what I mean? If a fire blazes out of my house, I'm putting your ass out. I said your ass. Fire. I'm putting your ass out. That's number one.
If it's too big, you ain't going to be able to do nothing. You're going to have to jump the fuck out. You have to get out of there. Pronto.
Well, you know, like old boy said, you know what I'm saying? You can't replace your life.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? I just put it in God's hands. Whatever happens, happens. But if I have to choose to grab, you know what I'm saying? I got my mom's ashes that I, you know what I'm saying, I roll with me.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Between And you know what I'm saying, the photos, you know what I'm saying, that's what I'm going to grab first. Because,
right.
you know, for me, that's all I got left of her, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I'm a mama's boy. I love my mom's dearly.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Yeah, there ain't much that I have, you know what I'm saying, left from her that I can actually sit there and you know what I'm saying, look at. But, you know, her photos. And her ashes, you know, that's dear to me. So
right.
I'm grabbing that, and I'm spazzing out, you dig?
Right.
But I keep them boys right there handy to where, you know, they're easy accessible, they're easy grabbable here and go.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the hard drives and shit, I feel these boys with that. But with me, you know, my flow's in the dome. You know what I'm saying? Shit, when I step in the booth, shit, I come with the truth. So if a fire break out, it can blaze from the floor to the roof. I keep my shit on blaze, and I pop it four ways. I ain't worried about niggas popping off with AKs. I just does what I do.
Mhm. Okay. All right. So what we getting into tonight? Am I still choosing what song I want to play?
Yo, man. You know, like I said, I'm letting the beef situation die for a hot second, only because, like I say, there's bigger fish to fry in the neck of the woods. So you won't hear me playing no more joints with no beef situations. You're actually going to get the full depth on the night crawler. And your boy is versatile. So you heard something different from me last week. Something that I know through everybody for a loop. Yes, I do got skills like that. shouts out to Lady C. Shouts out to one of my new members coming up, which is Mr. Exclusive. You will be hearing from him probably next week. But this week, man, I ain't even going to call it, man. You do what you do.
You know
you do what you do.
Bitch, don't buy my money. Bitch. No, let me stop. I like
hey, if
though,
I talk
yeah.
money all the time, because
exactly.
money stays on my mind. That's what that is.
All right. Give them your info real quick before we head out.
Oh, man. I've been shooting everybody, telling everybody Point Blank Imperial. The website is coming. Don't really have too much time when I touch down, so y'all have to deal with me as it is. You want to get at me? Hit me up at nightcrawl@gmail.com. You dig? Or
why you ain't giving them your Twitter? Just give them your Twitter.
See, hold on. How you just going to cut me off before I can even get
my
to
bad.
That point? How you just going to...
My bad. My bad.
Right there. can y'all just sing a song or something?
My bad. Okay.
Yeah. Like I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, see, that's that fire coming out. See, I got the extinguisher for that ass. You know, I'm going to put that ass out real quick. But, you know, those of y'all that want to actually conversate with me, get at me on my Gmail. That shit comes directly to my phone. So no matter where I'm at, I'm going to hit. You know what I'm saying? And I check it daily because I get emails daily.
Come on.
Yeah, hit me at the nightcrawl@gmail.com. Those of you who are on Twitter, you can always follow me with the nightcrawl@76 on the end. If you don't know how to spell it, check on Fire's page. Check on her page. That girl has sent me enough damn tweets left and damn right, so I'm sure my name is somewhere across that boy. Your boy E.E., what's his name, dot B?
M. Dot?
Yeah, M. Dot. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Check me out. Holler at him, Dot. He know how to get at me as well. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to that boy right there, too. And
that boy right there.
Yeah, man, I show love to everybody. We show love to me, man. You know what? Fuck that. I go one step further. And I'm going to show you love if you disrespect me. You know what I'm saying? If you're doing music, I'm going to show you love. That's just what that is. So y'all boy do what y'all do. Y'all ride that on out. And I'm going to be holding on the line, Fire.
All right, I'm gonna get into about my money. So Nightcrawler, make sure y'all hit him up.
If I talk money all the time, 'cause money stays on my mind, and money stays on my mind, 'cause all I see is dollar signs. Money to me is like a stimulant. I can talk money all day, just like the president. If it's not money you talking, then I'm not hearing it. Chitter chatter to me, well, that shit's irrelevant. No conversation for zeros or broke ass negroes. I wanna hear some figures with two commas and zeros, and you're still short of my net worth. Minus a few grand folks, the niggas I network, 'cause cash moves everything around me. If I could let these in the ground, I'd grow money around me. Rent up like I'm a gardener, so I'm the measly dollars. But fuck with my money, to Houston, we got a problem. Bitch, I'm about my money. Bitch, I'm about my
Brat, 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 y'all already know what it is. Your boy Shank, a.k.a. Mr. President, a.k.a. the Messiah. You're now rocking with the number one internet radio station across the country, Air It Out Radio, that chick fire. They already know what it is, man. If it's a problem, we airing them out just like that. Rat.
Air It Out Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. I'm going to hit the lines up. My guest's not on yet. She should be on pretty soon, so we're going to keep rocking it out on the lines. 4905, what's going on?
What's happening?
What's happening?
What's happening?
Who's this? What's going on?
Oh, they Kurt Hussein.
It's who?
Kurt Hussein.
Kurt Hussein. What's going on, Kurt?
A madman. What's happening?
You said a madman?
Yeah.
Okay. Why are you a madman?
You know what I'm saying? Fucking with clown there, niggas. You know what I'm saying? On the outside looking in and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Former member of World Mob, J-Verse. Shout out to J-Verse. Going Nowhere Records. You know what I'm saying? Nigga try to be slick.
Nowhere.
Yeah, going nowhere fast. You know what I'm saying? Nigga try to be slick. Like he had a bunch of ducks and shit, right? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we done mobbed up. Nigga probably be a CEO. Nigga, you don't even have your own studio. You ain't got no equipment, nothing. So I peep game and shit. You know what I'm saying? He say he wanted to click a real nigga, right? So shit, that what he got. But when he seen the real niggas was on their shit with their music, and that wasn't no duck, nigga didn't like that shit. So he tried to fire shot, sneak this on the radio and shit.
Wow.
But Nightcrawler,
okay, so-
you on the line, bro? If you on the line, my bad for even coming in that shit, bro. I know we the only reason you got that nigga ass. Man, shoot your shot, man. That nigga a fuck nigga, bro.
For those that don't know what's going on, this is like something that happened a couple weeks ago. And you're basically going off about J-Verse, which
man, the nigga flawed. The nigga flawed, man. Flawed. He not talented. How the fuck you a CEO? You ain't got no artists. Them nigga garbage. That one ain't never collabed with them bitch niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like garbage, like real talk. He tried, basically, the nigga tried to promote himself through us, you know what I'm saying? Like, we weren't gonna peep game and shit. Mm-hmm. We was supposed to have got down, he came up with a little fraudulent ass contract or whatever, but by me being signed to Universal and got dropped because I went to prison, got caught with a chopper or whatever, but by me knowing the business and shit, I knew what it was. The shit was fraudulent. But anyway, to make a long story short, nigga trying to basically get us to pay fees, like, to goddamn promote him. You know what I'm saying? Promote him. His fat bitch or whatever, she got her own radio station or whatever.
Oh,
yeah, big bag. Big girl. Big girl. Hell yeah. But anyway, she got her own radio station and shit. And, like, we like, nigga, what the fuck we gonna pay you for when we don't hear nothing but J-Verse and this fucking bullshit-ass music when we make good music, folks? What the fuck we gonna pay y'all for? Then they got a song on the radio he did 4 or 5 years ago. Nigga, that shit ain't hot, nigga.
But my question is this, right? Why did it take you so long to realize this? Why now?
It took like 2 weeks. It took like 2 weeks.
How long you been with him?
Shit, I just started fucking with him.
Oh,
and
okay.
All the reason I started fucking with him is because he came at everybody like, you know what I'm saying, like CEO, like he had a foot in the door, you know what I'm saying? But shit, the nigga, we made move by ourselves. We ain't need him, you know what I'm saying? We went for the downgrade. He wanted us to goddamn water down and get on some cornball shit when we some real live street niggas, and we wasn't with that shit.
Mm-hmm. So you basically, when all this stuff was going on and everybody was attacking Nightcrawler, was you one of them people that was attacking
Nightcrawler? Yeah. I was one of the guys that attacked Nightcrawler. And like I said, my bad partner, I was on the outside looking in. I should have knew who the fuck nigga was a snake, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, because why the fuck you going to bring us in and handle your beef? That's some bitch shit, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's what's up. I mean, well, not really what's up, but, I mean, have you talked to Jay? Have you said anything to him personally?
Nah, I'm just going to let our music burn in here. That fire gangster shit, you know what I'm saying?
Because you know he listens to the show, right? You know
yeah.
that, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I didn't
What
know.
That mean?
Hey,
what
well,
that
you
mean?
Know,
but nah,
that's
what that mean, son.
I'm just saying, that's why I said, did you talk to him personally?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, I'm about that shit, man. I'm about that life. He know that, you know what I'm saying? I'm about that life. But anyway, we're going to hurt him. We're going to hurt him. We're going to drop them mixtapes February the 8th, Train to Go, Wreck Shop Mafia, cause we put a wreck shop on this fuck, nigga, you know what I'm saying? Video coming soon. Shout out to Air Dot Radio. Appreciate the time, Fighters, you know what I'm saying?
That's
if I just had let that be known, he's a real bitch nigga. Everybody in his circle of bitch niggas, they know that shit, and they know this ain't what the fuck they want. Cut Hussein, Rick Shot Mafia.
Okay. All right, thanks, babe, for coming through.
All right, babe.
All right. Wow, okay. It's always drama with that J-Verse situation. Well, I mean, he was on a couple weeks ago, so hopefully maybe he'll come back and clear this one up. I don't know exactly what's going on, but for those that are listening, Jay and Nightcrawler had some beef or whatever. Night was pretty much going in on him for months, and then he finally came on the show and, you know, defended himself. So if for those that want to go back and listen to that archives, you know, definitely hit the page up on the blog page, and, you know, y'all can listen to that and hear all that stuff that was going on. I think it's like a couple shows, a couple weeks back. So if y'all want to know exactly what went down, so y'all can hit that up. Anyway, I'm going to keep moving. I'm going to hit one more caller up, and then I'm going to hit and get to our guest and see what's going on with her and get all up in her business. All right, I'm going to hit up 2064 Air Dot Radio. What's going on?
What it do, what it do? This your boy, Jay Slow.
Jay Slow, what's going on?
Already. No, I'm not chilling this cold at. Yeah, chilling this cold ass weather out here, man.
Where you from? Where you from? Is that a...
Originally, I'm from the GA, the Great Peach State, you know what I'm saying? But I've been in Texas for about 6-7 years.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
you know. All right. You know what? I was looking in there, and I know I told you I was going to get back to you. This is my bad. I didn't see it in there. I don't know what happened or whatever. You can definitely spank me later. But, you got one on me for next week, though.
Definitely. Oh, it's all gravy. On the contacts, you know what I'm saying? And first off, my bad. Hold up, Nightcrawler, I heard you, baby. Representing them Southern niggas, it go down like that. You know what I'm saying? We got to stick together. But hit me up on the contacts. Anybody want to do any kind of features, booking, all that? Website, jflowofficial.com. You know what I'm saying? It's got my Twitter on there. It's got my Gmail on there. If you're looking for anything, you know what I'm saying? Your boy connected, I get you in with the Swisher House. You know what I'm saying? Get your boy out.
Wow.
Do some things.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you in like that to get in with Swisher House?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got a track coming out. It'll be out probably around, I'd say, 2 weeks with one of their new artists, Surreal. We finna do a track. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. That's what's up. Can you spit something or no?
You know what I'm saying? I'm not too much of a freestyler,
no?
But
okay.
I'll give you something off, you know what I'm saying, off this song I got called I Am Rap. You can download that from the website, too, if you want.
They're
like, listen, you niggas better focus, take notice that I'm the coldest and throwedest up in this motherfucker. Hop in the Lotus and hocus pocus like Harry Houdini or Mussolini, I'm running this motherfucker. A true lyricist, nigga, know what the business is, nigga. I get it popping, no stopping, the abominable flow. My swagger's off the charts, in the beat before it starts for me to conversate. Understand that I'm rapping the status quo. You know what I'm saying?
Where the fuck did the accent go when you when
you
have that? No accent whatsoever. That's crazy.
It go like that, you know what I'm saying?
Damn, that's so weird. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
you got to please the crowd. It's a business thing, you know what I'm saying? It's like
crazy.
You go to an interview. You got to go to an interview, you know what I'm saying? You don't come with the slang or nothing like that. You got to hit them with the real talk, you know what I'm saying? Hit your white boy voice.
Hit your white boy voice. Okay.
Man.
Well, give them your info one more time before you head up out of here.
All righty. You can hit me up at www.jflowofficial.com. Or, you know what I'm saying, it's got my contact Twitter, jflow82 on there. You hit me up at my Gmail, jflow1982@gmail.com. And I am taking featured artists for my website, too. So if y'all want to get on the web or whatnot, send me your little short bio, send me a profile pic or whatnot, and send me your music. You know what I'm saying? I'll go through it. I like it. Artist of the month.
Okay, that's what's up. That's a good look. Definitely appreciate you. You got a song on me for next week for me being negligent, so definitely.
It's all great. It's all great.
Definitely a good look. I hate being wrong or not having the stuff in there, so, you know, definitely a good look on y'all behalf when I make a boo-boo, so. But definitely appreciate you. You know what? Let me ask you the topic really, really quick. If, you know, fire, flood, whatever, one thing you would grab real quick.
I'm grabbing the iPhone.
Grabbing your iPhone?
Oh, of course, of course. I'm going to let y'all know a little secret I learned. My bad, shouts out to DJ Poncho, Hitman DJs. He showed me a little secret, man. No matter what you do with your music, I know everybody talking about hard drives and this like that. Email the track to yourself, man. You got it right there.
Oh, okay. That's true. Definitely. That's definitely true. Okay.
That's what it is. Everybody should have checked the boy out.
Along your journey, so definitely appreciate that. All right, Jay. So definitely going, you got one on me next week. So.
Already, already.
All right, babe. Thanks for coming in.
All right. Shout out.
All right. What's going on, Aerodotters? We're going to get to our guest really, really quick, see what's going on with her, people doll. See, I'm going to get all up in her business. I know y'all want to know what's going on with her. She's been, like, missing action, MIA for a minute, and, you know, we'll find out what's going on with her. What's going on with you, babe? Paper doll. You there? Okay, maybe not. 0096.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, that's what it was. What's going on with you?
Hey, this is your girl, Honey. Formerly
Hold
your
on,
girl,
whoa,
Bobby.
Whoa. Hold on, wrong person. My bad, y'all got the same last four digits of your number. But go ahead, I got you online. Go ahead, what's up, baby?
Yes, how you doing?
How you doing? You said Honey what?
Formerly a World Mob ENT.
Uh-oh, okay.
Yes.
Formerly?
Formerly, no longer.
Okay.
And I want to apologize to Nightcrawler because I was also one of those people.
Okay.
And what else I want to say? You know, there's two sides to every story. But now that we see the truth, Nightcrawler was telling the truth. That's, you know, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Y'all did all that and shitted on my man. Let me stop bugging. But I give y'all mad respect for even calling up and apologizing for him, because y'all could have just been like, oh, well, you know what I mean? But that's definitely a big look for y'all, you know what I mean, that y'all apologizing.
Yeah, it's like all of us, you know, we was cool with Verse, you know, thinking everything was all good, but yet we see what he's doing. And then, like, conference calls for the meetings were very unprofessional on his part, and it's like it's crazy. We don't have time for that, and we haven't even really got nothing done.
So what was he? Was he your manager, or what was he to you, or he was just like?
I don't know what he was. I really don't. So all I mean,
what do you
mean, like,
you don't know what he was? He was like, was he the president, right?
He's supposedly the CEO of World Mob ENT, you know, but like I said, we haven't really gotten much done. I mean, it's crazy.
So are y'all, like, I know y'all apologizing tonight now, but are y'all going to actually contact him on his phone and talk to him and y'all, you know, talk that out with him?
I know I won't be.
You know you won't be?
Yeah, not to my verse? Are you talking about?
No, Nightcrawler.
Oh, well, I mean, if I had a contact, you know, I could do that. You know, problem with me.
All right. That's what's up,
you know,
well.
Like I said, yeah. So, you know, like I said, there's two sides to every story.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we haven't been with him long, but, you know, we had that bond at first. So we thought, you know, that trust how you gain with somebody. So that's all thrown out the door.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess better late than never to find out about
I mean, yeah, you know, you can't trust every motherfucker in the music business. So, like, you know, like Cutter said, you know, you can't trust every motherfucking body. You got to be careful.
Wow. That's crazy. Well, I hope, like, if y'all need the connect, the get up with Nightcrawler, definitely hit me up after the show on my Facebook or on my Twitter, and I'll try to connect that if Nightcrawler even wants to do that. But, you know, it's all up to him, obviously. But, you know, I can be the mediator to squeeze the number in if he chooses to, or, you know, y'all can hit him up, like he said, on his Twitter or whatever, and get a hold of him like that. So, all right. Do you have anything else you wanted to
You know, that's pretty much it. You know, they can find me at Lisa Jones Honey on Facebook, and that's where I'm at most of the time. So that's a good contact for me.
You say Lisa Jones?
Lisa Jones Honey. Yeah.
Okay, Lisa Jones Honey. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Well, quick question before you leave. The topic we was talking about. One quick thing that you would grab if you had a fire or a flood. What would it be?
Well, we already know the kids are already coming, so that's already automatic.
Yeah, besides the kids, yeah.
I got to have my Alpha Bottom pocketbook, and so, you know, I got to take my pocketbook with me. I love my pocketbook.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what? The pocketbook got everything in it, so you definitely need that.
Yes, definitely.
Definitely. Okay. All right, well, you're welcome to come through whenever you want, babe, you know.
All right, well, thanks for having
us. Definitely. All right, thank you. Okay. Wow, Night, like, I know it was going to be one person. I didn't know it was going to be a couple people hitting him up or whatever. So hopefully they can work that out. I am going to hit the line up a little bit more. 1697, what's going on?
Hey, what up, man?
What's going on?
Chilling, man. Y'all rocking with Ciroc, New York. Y'all know what time it is, man. I'm in a shower right now, about to get ready for the club.
Oh, my God.
But it's fire over here playing games like here with an eyeliner nigga and all that, man. Shout out to everybody in Philly. Shout out to everybody all over the globe, man. You already know what it is, fire. I swear, like, you don't understand. I'm ready to rock you right now. And I'm in competition, man.
Look, you are the worst. I cannot, but this is a first. Like, somebody's actually in the shower on the fucking radio. Like, who does that?
You know what it is? I mean, I got a sexy body, you know. I might throw it up there on Twitter in a few minutes, man. To rock on the social world, man. I might show the world what I'm really working with. But I ain't going to do no shit like that, man. Big shout out to the big homie Kanye. Shout out to the douchebags. We out here. But I ain't going to take too much time up. But what's popping with you? I want you to come through February 7th at Slate. If you're in the city, come to Slate. It's going to be a Hot 97 and 98.7 Kiss FM birthday bash for my homegirl, Little Nat. Y'all hit her up on Twitter, man. Follow her.
What's her name? Little Nat?
Little Nat, yeah.
Okay.
You can look at my followers. She did and all that. But we're going to be partying there, man. Red carpet. A lot of people going to be there. My man, Sun Maino, follow that dumbass nigga on Twitter, man. He's a funny nigga, though. Big shout out to my man, Flex. You know, big shout out to all my poker players out there. I just took home 25K out of Foxwood, and I'm about to go hit the club and bug out. Big shout out to Fire for fronting for Dumb Long. I tried to call him last week, and some old extra shit happened. Though.
My bad. You know, you know how the lines get. Crazy.
Yeah, man.
My bad. Look, I try to get to everybody. I really, really do, you know. So
yeah, I had to throw the last four digits up there. So when y'all Twitter bitches out there, please don't try to figure out the nigga number. I got a Google account for y'all bitches to hit me up and shit. But
silly. Let everybody know where they can reach you because you gave old girl information, but you ain't give yours, did you?
Oh, yeah, my Twitter account for everybody. Y'all can holler at me. You follow me, I follow back. If you're a bad bitch, I follow you, definitely. If you're an ugly bitch, man, I shit on you, and then I follow you.
Oh,
but
goodness.
It's Ciroc _ New York. You already know what time is it. That's the only thing I drink. I'm a poker star champion player out of Vegas, and got the condo in New York, so I'm just chilling and shit. I'm having a good year.
Party at your house. Ooh, ooh. No.
Party at my house. You can party in my room. I'm going to tell you something, Spider Man. Keep playing games. You know what I mean?
Really?
We're going to do the house party, some old school shit. We're going to do a house party. We should have got a house out there in PA, in Stratford, PA. Certain people will be invited. As you know, you partying in my crib. And, you know, I know y'all thieving ass niggas out there, man. I know y'all niggas, like, had a sticky fingers, man. But, yeah, it's getting muggy and foggy as fucking in the bathroom.
You are too silly, too silly. Well, I definitely appreciate you coming through. Let me ask you the topic of the day. What would be the thing that you would grab? Fire, flood, or whatever. What would you grab?
Man, I'll grab fire out the bedroom. And we just have to get up out of here and hit the next motherfucking. All jokes aside, it was a fire, flood. Well, I ain't got to worry about floods. I live in a condo, 23rd floor, man, somewhere in Manhattan. But if it's a fire, I'm going to grab my hard drive. Fuck anything else. I need my hard drive. You understand what I'm saying? I got a lot of music on there. I listen to other people's shit. You know, I'm not in the music industry. I'm not one of these niggas that want to shit hand rhyme and all. I don't got time for that. I make more money than that. But I grab my hard drive. Got a lot of sexy pictures of a lot of freaks on Twitter and shit. You know, they throw them shit up.
Wow. I can imagine.
Holler at me, man. February 7th, man. Slate, man.
You giving me a ticket? Am I getting free? You know, it's cheap.
All you got to do is hit me up. You got to be there around like 8 o'clock because I'm working on the red carpet with Little Nat and my little team that's behind me and shit. So, but February 7th, man, just keep in contact with me. I'll toss you the map and all that. You holler at me and you can come party with me and shit.
Okay.
The only thing I'm going to be drinking is Ciroc, man. All y'all drunk ass niggas out there, man, drink responsibly. Get your sexy on, but don't get behind a little
silly.
Another white family because them niggas will hang you.
You is silly, and you really doing the promo for the commercial too.
Yeah,
crazy.
You know what it is, man.
Definitely.
No.
All right, babe. Thanks for coming through.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna come through next week too with some funny shit too, man.
Okay.
Really
as usual, I say you definitely funny. So yeah.
Hey, yo, big shout out to homie out there. I heard him earlier and shit talking about he had grabbed the condom and shit. Big shout out. I respect you, but fans, them shits is only like 10 hours in the store. So you can grab those. That means you're fake.
Red Live.
No,
shout out to
Red
Live.
I ain't mad at him though.
I ain't mad at him.
Grab the condom. Big shout out to you getting out of motherfucking jail, man. That ain't the place to be, man. The place to be is outside, freedom. You can
right.
do whatever you want to do out here.
Right. Definitely.
Oh, yeah. Big shout out to the police, man, for giving me a fucking ticket the other day speeding on 9-5. Big shout out
to
Officer Rodriguez from Highway Patrol. Yeah, big shout out to your bum ass.
You stupid.
All right,
babe.
All right.
Air It Out Radio is at Chick Fight. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. He is a mess. Straight up mess. Can't take it no more. Air It Out Radio 0515. What's going on? 0515. What's going on? Hello? Okay, we're going to come back to him. M. Dot, what's the dilly?
Hey, what's the deal?
You is too silly. You like, hey. I would say your number, but it doesn't pop up, so.
I don't have a number. I got a Blog Talk account. So
I know, but
I
have to tell them that so they don't think that I'm being special to you.
I am special. I'm special.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, but everybody, I do a Blog Talk account. If you get a Blog Talk account, you can call the show through Skype. You know what I'm saying? All you got to do is. You know what to do.
I'm telling them that so they can be my competition. What's wrong with you? They might think they can do a blog talk. No, I'm just joking.
Yo,
but,
what's good?
Huh? Oh, you know, chilling. You know, doing the radio shit. Yeah, we do. So, what's going on with you? What's up with the, Fuck a Hater mixtape? What's going on with that?
Oh, yeah, Fuck a Hater mixtape is in progress. You know, it ain't all the way done yet, but it's sounding real nice right now. I got all the Air It Out people on there. Basically everybody who show love, they're gonna be getting show love back from me, you know what I'm saying? So pardon me, I've been drinking a little bit, had a little 151 on deck,
What were you drinking? Ciroc too?
No, I'm drinking some Bacardi 151 with some Coke and some lemons and I'm good. Got a little Yingling on deck. I'm chilling.
Why everybody else drinking? Why I can't get nothing to drink?
Because you're working right now.
You know what? If y'all check back in the blogs early when I first, I would try to drink on the show, and I was fucking up, saying the wrong numbers and fucking pushing the wrong shit. Man, I was fucking up. I can't do that while I'm drunk.
Yeah.
I was fucking up.
Can't do that. Uh-huh. No, I'm going to take a shot for you.
Yeah, do that. Do that. Somebody got to get it in. Shit.
Oh, yeah,
but,
yeah. Shout out to the boy Nightcrawler. I mean, he got me a shout out earlier, you know. Shout out to the boy E. Burners, too. I've been fucking with your music hard. So, you know, keep doing what you're doing. You know, I'm really listening, you know. I'm enjoying
yeah.
the show, though.
Well, you so modest. You know what I mean? Like, you was getting mad love. You know, I had to play two tracks from you because I had a little boo-boo incident. And at 1 week and ran out of time, you know, from the callers or whatever and played you twice. And you was getting a lot of responses. So, definitely, you know, you definitely underrated. So, I'm definitely trying to bring mad love to you on the show so everybody can start hearing you a little bit more.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm on the net, you know. I'm on Reverb Nation. I'm actually number 43 on the hip-hop charts in Philadelphia. Shit, what else? I'm on Facebook, MDOTB, no spaces, M.B. You know, all my music is on there. I'm on Twitter, M.B. The Realest. I mean, I'm on, it's my URL, M.B. The Realest. That's MDOTBLAZETHERELEST. You know what I'm saying? So it's my URL. You can Google me, find me anywhere on any site. You know what I'm saying? Just get at me. Make beats and all that. I'm doing the fucking head of mixtapes, so I definitely do the mixtapes. I got a lot of shit. You know, I make beats. You know what I mean? I do a lot. So, you know, it's in your best interest to get at me. You know what I'm saying?
He said it. Your best interest.
It's in your best interest to holler at me.
So I got to ask you a question, too, the topic of the day. If you had to grab something, one thing, fire, flood, like, what would it be?
I'm going to have to agree with everybody who said hard drive because, like, I got so much music and shit like that that it's not even been out there. Like, I got million-dollar beats and all that shit. So, like, I mean, like, it can be done again, but the fact that I already got it, I'd rather just build off of the shit that I already got. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the, you know, the flat screens and the iPhones and all that bullshit, like, all that shit can be replaced with the music that I'm making. So I will go with that one.
Okay. It's got to be some kind of way where we're going to have to readjust that because, like, if push come to ever shove, you know what I mean, like, somebody said earlier, we might not be able to walk away with nothing out the joint. Realistically, people don't grab shit. So, like, you know, we're going to have to start backing things up somewhere else. Like, we're going to have to send it somewhere else or whatever. Send it to your email, and then, you know, it's always there whenever you go back or something. Like,
oh, yeah. Like, I got a Reverb Nation, so I can download all my shit for free. You know what I'm saying? Like, it costs $105, you know, per download, you know, all my songs. But I can download all my shit for free, but I try to upload my shit. I try to get photo buckets, upload my pictures, like websites that I can upload my music on. I can automatically download my shit for free. So I just try to, like, I try to stay on top of my game and keep posting shit up every so often or whatever and, you know, just keep my shit in rotation on the internet. That way, if something do happen, I have all my shit on the internet. You know what I'm saying? So I can just download it. You upload it to download it. So that's what I would do. And I am already doing it.
Yeah. Definitely. Make sure y'all check, you know, M. Dot out because he got some things up his sleeves and he's definitely underrated like I keep seeing. And, you know, you're very talented. Like, I've been listening to some of your stuff, so you're definitely
that's
doing your up. Thing. Yeah. So definitely a good look for you. So, but what song
are
we getting into tonight?
I'm gonna get into one of my singles. I got this album called it's a continuation to my second album. It's actually double disc though, but my album is called Industry to the Industry, and the second disc is called The Life of a Hustler, and that's basically the song. You know, like all my songs has something to do with hustling, and you know, trying to get at a dollar, you know what I mean? So I got this song called White Girl. It's kind of subliminal, you know. And I think, I mean, you got that on deck?
Which one is it?
It's called White Girl.
White Girl. Oh, yeah. White Girl. No, I know that's not how it goes, but I'm just saying, like.
No, it ain't like that. Because, you know, like, it's subliminal messages or whatever, but, you know, basically the whole album is based on hustling. So, you know, White Girl, that's going to be one of my singles, you know. You already played I Don't Know What To Do, you know what I mean? So I just want to give them another taste of how I can, you know, be creative and, you know, just check it out, see what everybody else got to say about it.
There you go. White Girl, baby, and Doc.
Let me know if I'm moving too fast for you. Now, I mean, I know we had a little rock relationship before, but plan on smoothing this shit out soon. Just let me know if you're still down for me. You know what I mean? I love you, girl. Check. I try to stop thinking about you, but I can't. I'm so addicted to you. I still love you. You ain't let me get addicted, do you? Remember the time in my MJ voice? When I was broke, I ain't have a goddamn choice. I scream, fuck you, pay me, in my J voice. Wait till I get my money right, in my yay voice. I make it rain, man. Niggas pull out your umbrellas. Whoever knew I'd be fucking with Cinderella. I'm eating well. White girl got me scraping up my plate. Now I know my money straight when I take her on a date. Relationship is good. Females don't hate. Cause we got a special bond. You probably couldn't really relate. So she don't get jealous and she don't do none of above. She the prototype. I think that I'm falling in love. She the one that introduced me to the night world. That's how I feel about that white girl. I fuck
hey. You my baby, I love it when we connect. Look so good, I had to tell the whole strip. If you tryna get, I got the Lady Gaga and she look so well. It's proper. I got a white girl. I'm starting to really, really white girls. I got a white girl. I think I'm in love with a white girl.
Check. Niggas get jealous when they see us on the avenue. The boys act like they don't want me having you, stashing you. I don't mind when other niggas be grabbing you, because they sit really well, and a little cash is due. A little man for due, always love the amount. My bitch is straight 10, don't y'all fuck up the count. That ain't my main chick, I got a few bitches in my pocket. My cell phone popping, I won't stop it. I pull Susie, pull Becky, pull Brittany. I got Kimberly, I got Emily. On deck, and all my bitches the same, and none of my white bitches is nothing like Mary Jane. I got a few other fly bitches you can feel, yo. They so persuasive, they'll make you still, yo. I'm coming from the Ville, yo. I keep the strap on just like a tight girl. Cause I'm a ride for that white girl, cause that's my
hey,
heart.
You my baby, I love it when we connect. Look so good, I had to tell the whole strip. If you tryna get, I got the Lady Gaga and she looks so well. It's proper. I got a white girl. I'm starting to really feel these white girls. I got a white girl. I think I'm in love with a white girl.
Shiz, a.k.a. Showtime Dom. Y'all already know y'all rocking with the number one internet radio show in the universe. That chick fire. She hold it down for our city, man. Holla at me, girl. I'm out.
Air It Out Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. M-Dot, we gonna have to talk, nigga. You know you can't be on here with a sister talking about you want a white girl. What? Oh, hell no. Anyway, I will be hitting you up after the show. I'm going to punch you in the eye. Anyway, Air It Out Radio. Make sure y'all check out the website again, like I was saying, airitoutradio.net. So, for the theme song, for those that, you know, didn't hear earlier, y'all got till January 31st. And if y'all need the rules and regulations or whatever, go to the extras page and click on that and find out what y'all have to do. And you will get an hour with me whenever we go to the actual spot, Air It Out Radio, in February. You get a whole hour. We go to video, blah, 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 all that good stuff. and you'll actually be posted on the website. So it's definitely a good promo for y'all, so definitely hit that up and try to enter that. And plus, every time, you know, I go in an exclusive, I do an exclusive with someone or a celeb or whatever, they'll be playing your theme song. So it's definitely a good look for you, and you'll be all over the place, and people be cutting and pasting all over. So definitely try to enter that. All right, so I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. 6490 Aired Out Radio, what's going on?
What's the deal?
What's going on? Who you talking to?
This Maddie, baby. How you feeling tonight?
What the hell, Papa?
No, I'm chilling.
I like saying
that.
I don't
really
care about this much. So
yeah,
how
crazy.
Are you?
I'm good. I'm chilling. Tired than a motherfucker, though. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Y'all got to liven up. Like, y'all be going to bed way too early.
Oh, it ain't that. You know, you got a lot of people on the line. I just know, before we get started, I want to apologize to the boy Nightcrawler. I don't even know you, homie, but I want to apologize to everybody else doing it, so.
What you apologizing to them for?
Because everybody else doing it, so I'm doing what they're doing.
You is silly.
I want to do what they're doing.
Why would
I'm
you
sorry.
Apologize for something you ain't even do? You ain't do nothing.
I don't know.
The
nigga just called up apologizing, so I want to apologize too. Shit.
You silly.
That nigga probably got some shit going on. I don't want no problems.
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
I know that's right.
Shout
out
to everybody from Philly and all over the country doing y'all thing. I've been listening to this shit for like the last 3 weeks, and there's some talented people in here. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. What's going on with you? Like, where are you from? And
oh, man, I'm from Philadelphia, uptown, Somerville, 15th Street, you know. Shout out to the whole Philly.
Okay. So I know you haven't really been on that much, but tell everybody where they can reach you, like if they do.
You can check me out on our Facebook under Magic Omega, or you can catch me on thatpiff.com. Album. I got a mixtape, you know what I'm saying? On thatpiff.com called King of the Mountain. You type in Magic Omegas on there. Highlight me on MySpace. And, you know, if you're on Facebook, 9 times out of 10, I'll send you a friend request.
Okay.
So, you know, it's all love, man. Just, you know, checking this out, see what's here for.
Nightcrawler say, what's up? He think you funny, so.
Yeah, you know. Kind of funny where I want to be.
Yeah.
But tell that nigga I don't want no problems, though.
Yeah, right? He's like, I don't want no motherfucking problems.
I don't want no problems.
He definitely on the line listening still. So, like, if you, I got to ask you the topic. If you had one thing to grab, flood, fire, what would it be?
Oh, man, you know, grab one thing. That's crazy. If it's a fire, it depends on how the fire. I ain't grabbing nothing. I'm going to get out the house. Or that should be the police.
Right.
But if I had to grab one thing, I'd probably, I don't know, the first thing is sight.
The what?
I said the first thing, I don't know, if my hat, the closest thing to me that I'm going to grab my hat to be the fuck out of there. I don't know.
I know that's
it's
right.
It's a fire, I'm trying.
We all
fire.
Talk that shit like, yeah, we'll grab this and we'll grab that, but we ain't grabbing shit. We in the fuck out of dying.
I ain't worried about nothing. I wake up, there's a fire in my crib. I'm gone.
Yeah.
Fuck my hard drive, my hat, my condoms, all that. I'll get some more stuff and record some more shit.
Yeah. Because I ain't going front. Like, I had, like, a little scare at my house. And I was like, oh, it's house up. Let's go. And I didn't grab shit but my daughter. So, like, you don't be thinking. You definitely don't be thinking. You don't be like, oh, I'm going to grab my hard drive.
Other than my son, that's about it. I don't care if I got somebody, a girl in the crib with me. It's like, damn, you ain't told me it was a fire. Like, oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I panicked. I forgot you was there.
Yeah. So, you know. So, well, what song are we getting into tonight?
You got the Magic Man?
Yep.
Well, then you can play that for me, sweetheart. Yay! Thank you.
Yay! And I was like, damn, please. Okay, so we're going to get into that. All right, definitely appreciate you. You got anything else you want to let everybody know about before you get off the line?
I want to say to all them talented people out there, man, keep doing your thing. And all that beef and nonsense on the records coming at each other, that's kind of irrelevant. you know, as black people, we should come together and try to get some money out this bitch. And if you don't know, they cut off World Star, so I'm kind of mad.
Really?
But it's
why?
All good.
You know what? Somebody else was telling me about that. I think it was you.
Yeah, they sent the John, and then it was like a, the government cut down World Star. And I tried to go straight to that John, and it wouldn't come up. I'm like, well, they cut that down for? That's my rap entertainment.
Wow. Well, that opens the lineup for somebody else to do it. Ain't that right, EQ? You know, so definitely, y'all need to, you know, somebody got to do something, you know what I mean?
Hey, bring it back.
So, yeah, we're going to definitely jump into your stuff, and definitely appreciate you coming through, babe.
No problem. I'll definitely have you next Monday.
All right, Matic.
We in here, Matic man, that Philly boy, what you know about that, huh? Yeah, I said I be tippin', cup stay tippin', purple drink I be sippin', so high I might hit a train like Ed Griffin, Matic got a gun, so you better run, the 8K drum go from up a pump pump, what you ain't know, Matic do his thing. With a super freak feeling like Rick James. Yeah, I sold weed and cocaine. So fake rappers can't tell me a thing. Rap, where is that? So I had to switch lanes. Slap the hammer on the scope, now we can't aim. Ryan died, man, I ain't been the same. Wasn't born a thug, but they made me into one. To the coops like the blood in my veins blue. I'ma do shit that these rappers won't do. Oh, they all lying. Welcome to the zoo. My team all lions, looking for the boo. Bouncing like Tigger, you wouldn't need a poo. That means yellow. Slamming on these bitch niggas like Carmelo. Shorty put me down for the LO. First I wake up, watch my fist up. Hit the block, girl, trying to get some cash. And all I hear was the Matic Man. And all I hear was the Matic Man. First I wake up, watch my face up, hit the block early trying to get some cash. And all I hear is the Matic Man. And all I hear is the Matic Man. Don't make me punch you in the mouth. Rapper, send some of the boys for your spouse. Rapper, the 48 up like a graham cracker. Man, I can't stand these damn rappers. Never had a brick, but I sold a lot of coke. They call my gun a junkie. Cause it always like to smoke and throw them in the trunk. For acting all funky. The millers after hungry. Man, you gotta love me. Get that hold of business. God is my witness. I'm gonna get it. Cause nigga, I lived it. Y'all just fibbing, then ass living. Getting head on the job like Bill Clinton. Chrome 45, that's the size of a mission. Got that good gene, knock a fiend off the prison. Did a lot of dirt, so I pray for forgiveness. I hope that hell's not my sickness, nigga. First I wake up, watch my face up. Hit the block early trying to get some cash. And all I hear was the Matic Man. And all I hear was the Matic Man. First I wake up, watch my face up. Hit the block early trying to get some cash. And all I hear was the Matic Man. And all I hear was the Matic Man. Now, if you listen to the song, I'm mistaken. I'm going flying, hustling, selling drugs, getting that touch. Understand, when you come down for me, gotta do what I gotta do. Kids, go to school, read the book.
Go to school, read the book.
Your boy, Matt.
Your boy, Matt.
The Dirt Heroes, and we're kicking it with Air It Out Radio, and that chick, Fire, Brown Skin Mommy. Aight.
Air It Out Radio. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to the Dirt, Dirty Hair Rose. I'm loving that drop. If y'all want to send some more drops, then make sure y'all send it to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. I'm going to go into 9014, and then I'm going to hit up Paper Doll. She's on the line. So she ain't, you know, she's definitely coming through, y'all. Paper Doll, I'm coming right to you right after this phone call. So 9014, Air It Out Radio, what's going on?
Fire, what's up with you?
Ain't shit.
It's your girl Kim King. Hey, Air It Outers.
Kim King.
What's up? I'm up here in East Ballard Fire. I want to give a shout out to Johnstown, yo. Johnstown, PA, they are loving the show. It's almost, we almost have like the show on surround sound in here.
Oh,
it's
yeah?
Like four phones. Yeah, four phones in here. Like, yo, we love the show. We just sitting here enjoying the show tonight. So, shout
okay.
out to my Johnstown peoples.
Yeah. Well, my girl Cash, she's supposed to come on.
I know, right? Come. Cash is asleep, though.
She's like,
yes, we want to get her to bed. One of these days, we're going to let her call. But for right now, shout out to Cash. Like, that's what she's going to do
right
now.
So what's going on with you, Kim?
A lot. I'm working on Air It Outers. Me and Fire are officially working on her mixtape, my mixtape. Your mixtape is dropping in March, right?
Yeah.
Was I supposed to say that, Fire?
Yeah.
Fire's mixtape is dropping in March, and I'm all over that joint. Plus, you know, Fire's doing her thing on there, so that's going to be what her name is, Fire. And I'm working on my mixtape that I'm hoping to drop in April around my birthday, around April 17th. So look out for that. We got some heat on our CD, and I'm really excited for both of them because they're going to pop.
Yeah. I'm excited, too. It's definitely going to be a big thing.
We're doing a lot of interviews. You know, getting beats from people. Shout out to EQ, Illadel Styles, Decade Studios. And, like, they are really helping out. And Fire, of course, Air It All Radio. What? It's beyond the show, y'all. Seriously, like, this woman is working. Hardest working woman in Philly right now. Going to be the world soon. We'll take small steps, you know. But Fire's doing big things. The team is definitely growing.
Well, you definitely working hard, too, so, you know, definitely give yourself a pat on the back for that, so, you know. Y'all need to hit her up if y'all need some hooks or whatever, you know.
Yes.
R&B people definitely need that.
Yeah, hit me up on, it's myurl.com/onlyonekimking, and that's the number one, only one Kim King. And that'll take you everywhere you need to go, from my Facebook page, my MySpace pages, Twitters. Everything you need to find, you know, if you want to get a hold of me to do anything, because I love doing the hooks. Like, I love collaborating with people and, you know, getting to meet new rappers and things like that.
Definitely. That's a good look.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
If you had to basically snatch something up from out the crib, Fire, whatever, what would it be?
Honestly, Fire, don't judge me, okay?
Okay.
I would grab the Dutch. I'm going to grab the weed. The kids is already outside. I'm assuming that the kids has already been taken care of.
Yeah.
But I'm going to grab the Dutch and the weed. I'm sorry. I'm going to light it
up.
Oh,
my God. You know what? I would have expected Nicki to say that. Kim King going to say a damn Dutch.
Kim King is going to grab the Dutch and the weed. And I have everything else. You know what I mean? Like, honestly, I sleep with my money. And all them credit cards and stuff, they next to the bed. So that's first hand to grab that, grab the kids, and last thing is the Dutch of the weed. You know what I mean?
I guess you're going to need that Dutch after the shit that you just been through, right?
Yes. What? I had to get kids up, dressed, out the house, hairs all over the place, please.
You know?
Let me get my moment of clarity.
Be like, I need to hit this motherfucker right now. Shit.
Yeah, exactly. And then
that's
I'm going to call
crazy.
You like, fire, my house on fire. Damn.
Yeah. Ain't nothing to be played with. Them damn fires make you everything.
No.
You be like, God damn.
Yeah. I actually had a house fire. My brother, compliments of my good brother, he was making everybody some fried chicken and set the house on fire. So I know the feeling. He was frying bologna.
Frying
bologna. The whole house went up in flames. I'm outside, red hair standing up, so I wish I had grabbed my dish and my damn weed.
AQ, if you don't leave me alone. Yeah, he was a 3.5.
EQ Illadel Styles was good.
Yes, he definitely looked out, you know, definitely look out for that, because you're going to have that pop in pretty soon on the website.
Yes.
Your interview with EQ.
And he had some good questions, y'all. Like, you know what I mean? I got some good advice. Fire got some good advice. He's definitely going to like the interview.
Yeah. Definitely hit up EQ if y'all need something.
Yeah, definitely hit him up because he's back at it.
So, do you got any videos or whatever coming up, like, soon?
Hopefully, for a song that we're playing tonight, actually, for Coach Charles.
right.
I'm hoping that, basically, I'm in the process of finding the right video, you know, the right person to shoot the video. So, Aaron Otters, if you know what I mean, if you shoot videos, get at us, like, get at me on my, it's my URL.com/onlyonekimking. Anywhere you want to go, I check them all, so, you know what I mean, let me see what you do, because we're definitely trying to shoot that either around when I drop the mixtape or hopefully before, you know what I'm saying, but, yeah.
Right. Well, we're going to play a snippet of Kotel, because, you know, we
okay.
can't give y'all everything.
No, we can't do, we can't give
everything.
You everything.
Definitely.
But this song is basically for them people out there that, and maybe some paradox that can relate, you know what I mean? You got people on your ass talking about, oh, I did this for them, I did that for them, you know what I mean? If it wasn't for me, you know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for me, you know what I mean? It wouldn't be this, it wouldn't be that. Like, nigga, get the fuck off my coat, tell you. Seriously. Get your
right.
own. I know when you scream my name, it brings you a bunch of fortune and fame, what you say, fire. But
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, get off my coat, tell. Like, get your own, you know what I mean? Ride your own shit. Because I'm handling my business. I do me, and I take care of everything that's going on. Like, I'm and the good people, me and the good people around me are the reason why I'm at where I'm at.
Right.
Not you extra niggas is doing extra credit shit for nothing.
I know, that's right.
I you know what I mean? Please, y'all, air it out. Y'all hear me?
Kim King, baby.
Riding my coattail, riding my coattail, riding my coattail, riding my coattail.
You want my spotlight, but you didn't earn a thing. Don't want to do no work, but you want all the fame. Living off my royalties, saying my name frequently, but the ride is over, over.
You'll see.
I gotta cut you off, just like the rest.
You're now listening to Air It Out Radio with my girl Fire. This your boy E. Burness. We gonna air it out for him one time. Let's go.
Air It Out Radio, it's that chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. We gonna get into our guest caller, 0092, Paper Doll Baby. What's going on?
It's that chick Fire. What's going on, baby?
What's going on? How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good. You know, taking it slow-mo. Okay. Sitting here chilling, you know, in my Eagle slippers.
Chilling. Okay.
Yeah, chilling.
Well, I know you've been away from, you know, we're going to try to get into everything real quick because I know we don't have that much time. But I know you've been MIA for a minute. Like, what was the pause? Like, where you been?
Well, actually, we've been working on movies, and we've just been doing a lot of writing. So a lot of writing was actually about the movies. So, you know, I just took a little back seat for a minute. You know, it's all about the females, and I told the boys, you know, I'll take a back seat and let them go ahead and rock out. And whatever, you know, whatever they think is suitable and fit, I'm riding with you, you know.
Okay. What's the movie called?
One of the movies called Dead Enemies. One of the series is called Madam Paper Doll Chicks. And another, that's a movie. And another movie is called Her Angels.
Oh, okay. And did you write this or somebody else pretty much put it together?
Well, actually, I wrote Her Angels.
Okay.
And Paper Doll Chicks. Paper Doll, Madam Paper and Paper Doll Chicks was written for me.
Okay.
And of course, I was invited into The Enemies. That's what, you know, the next from Belly, I played in Shadows as well.
Are you a gangster?
With the Brooklyn. Actually, I played two roles. I played one of his girls and also one of his main artists. So.
Okay. All right, that's cool. So mixtape, what's going on with that, like the new music coming out?
But definitely. It's been scary because music sometimes tend to be noise, but if it's the right music, then, you know, I'm all for it. But mostly we just been working on, like classic shit. So, you know, it's not so much about the mixtapes right now. I'm working on albums, and the albums, you know, is only going to have about one or two features, maybe, and the rest is just going to be me. I'm just hogging it this time. But, you know, it's going to really have some one or two feature surprises, you know, real big names.
Okay.
You know, classic like the first CD, you know. CD was a mixed CD, and it was a classic. So, you know, we had G'd Up one there, Bush Rigsville and the Ghetto Boys, Babs, Bunny, Lennox and Belly, you know, everybody. So it was a good look. Jason Fox.
Okay.
T Styles laid it down. It was a really good look. So
yeah, shout out T Styles.
Yeah, shout out T Styles, my big bro. Not to mention also Rick Robinson blessed the track. So it was a blessing, and also like I said, you know, it was a classic for my first mix CD.
Okay, what's up with the Top Class Entertainment? Are y'all still affiliated, or?
Oh, no doubt. You know, Top Class is always going to be Top Class. Paper Doll is always going to be, you know, First Lady. Reed Dollars, you know, he always going to be in. Rex Kaboom, H, Frankie with the Grippers, Scorp the Boy. I mean, everybody, you know. It's just that everybody is doing their thing. But, you know, you best believe Rain, you know, Rain needs something, I need something, whatever. Whoever needs something, whatever is whatever, we're there for each other, so.
Right. Okay, I know you mentioned, like, some big names. What's the situation with Joelle? Like, I know you had some kind of thing going on with that at first and something fell through. What was the status on that or the situation?
Well, actually, at the time, you know, everybody know I change phones, like young boys change young girls. But anyway, situation with that was that I lost my phone, and he was, you know, trying to get in contact with me. And I guess he really liked the name, really liked the swag, he really liked me. He came back, asked me, was it the correct number? So I take it that he actually, you know, wanted to use it. And this was like about a good 20 minutes later that he did his interview. And, you know, I met up with his people. Everybody was just mad cool. And then, you know, 2 years later, he come out with a star, with an artist named Starby Doll. And I approached him. And once I approached him, it was just, you know, no more of that. So that was a good look. You know, I guess he respect my craft. And
right.
I definitely respect it.
Did he say where he heard you from, like mixtape or... whatever.
Oh, no, he met me in person, actually. I was with my mentor, shout out to Nicole. He was my mentor, and, you know, she was Russell Simmons' personal assistant, so, back then, so. That's
okay.
How technically actually linked up. But at the time, you know, he really couldn't do too much. He was trying to, you know,
get his own stuff together.
Yeah, get his label established. And
right.
Now his label, when soon as his label got established, he went looking for a girl. So I don't blame him for that. You know, shouts out to him for that. And, you know, I mean, I think, like I said, I think every chick is a doll. Big, small, light skin, brown skin, tall. Like, I love them all, so.
Mm-hmm. So what was the situation with 50 Cent?
Well, 50 Cent, 50 had actually, you know, I heard from two industry people that's really deep in the industry where I had got my $500,000 deals from. So, and the only reason I'm not bragging or anything, the only reason why I didn't take it is try to keep my royalties. I don't care how many zeros was in the contract, you can't keep my royalties. That's a no-no. That's what passes on after I'm dead and gone, so. That's why I didn't take that. But at 50, it was just that, you know, he was looking at all of us. And, you know, my name came up about a good three times, and one of them was for Mike, and I didn't even know Mike Knox at the time. You know, he grabbed me. He was like, you know, possibly female artist signed a G-Unit news, you know, new female artist Philadelphia signed a G-Unit. I'm looking at him like he's crazy. But, of course, you know more than I do because, he takes care of Philadelphia for 50. So, you know, like I said, of course he knew more than what I knew. But then I heard from two major main producers, one of Pharrell Cousins and one of the producers that produced Rockefeller. So it's just that, you know, I mean, I'm the type of person, I'm not trying to hear that shit. I live where I live at. Come get me. Send for
right.
me. Give me a chat.
Yeah, but you had like a couple heavy hitters. You had a couple heavy hitters trying to, you know, holler at you. So, you know, that must mean something.
Yeah, but it's all, you know, it's all time consuming. And it's the checks come around. But to be honest with you, the checks, the checks should be due mm-hmm. by the end of this month, beginning of next month. This is when the checks come around. So, you know, I got a few calls and I got a few texts. From people, you know, from a couple of big wigs, they knew that I was sick for a while. So, you know, they just was like, they praying for me and yada, yada, yada. And, you know, basically they waiting on me to make my next move. So the money is in the bank. It's just that, you know, it's right. got to come with it.
So your situation with Universal, like, tell me a little bit about that and how did that come about?
Well, actually, that came about, I paid for my name, papered out. I got a couple magazines, Murder Dog, got in there twice, got a Don Diva once. Excuse me. And that's how that came about. So with a couple, one or two leaks off of my mix CD,
mm-hmm.
that's what did it. So shout out to 50 Cent. You know, I love him to death. You know, he's another mentor, you know, from afar. He just taught me a lot of stuff. So, you know, shout out to 50. He's definitely a major business man. So, and so is Hov.
Okay. All right. So, like, do you have a distribution deal or, like, what is that? Like, do you have an actual record deal? Like, what's the status on that?
Well, everybody thought I had a deal, but in all actuality, Pink never had a deal. It's just that I was getting deals thrown at me left and right. So, a lot of people, like, they were coming from The Wire, the Castle Wire and everything. They would come in, you know, they would blow things up. They would, you know, say that money left the label, whatever. And it was never true. Universal, they would come in and blow things up, you know, say I was on signed to the label. And that was never true, you know. But, hey, whatever, you know, whatever floats their boat.
Who would you sign with right now if you had to sign with somebody?
Well, right now, I would definitely, my dream has always been to work with Dre, so.
Okay.
So that would, you know, I mean, I really think that he would understand my music, because I'm a weirdo, but don't nobody know that, truthfully. But he would definitely understand my music and definitely know where to put me or place me. And I'm not going that. To get Timberland, definitely
yeah.
Timberland. So,
yeah,
and definitely Pharrell. So, you know, I'm working with his cousin now, his cousin. So, you know, I would love to work with Pharrell as well.
Okay.
And let's not forget Quincy. So.
Oh, Quincy Jones?
Yeah, I would love to work with Quincy. And I would love to work with Prince. So, it's like my all-time favorites. Like, as far as, you know, an artist, it would be Prince. But as far as, like, producers and things like that, it would be Dre and, you know, names like that I name.
Okay. So, I know, like, I've been, you know, I Googled you and everything. And, you know, usually when you Google somebody, you'll start seeing other things pop up, like, you know, any beefs or whatever, anybody got problems with you. I did see the, baby doll incident, like, you know, she dissed you or whatever. Like, what's the status on that? Is that cool or what was the situation?
I mean, back then, I'm going to be honest with you, back then I didn't look at it as being cool. Because, of course, her name is Baby Doll. Well, was Baby Doll. And my name is Paper Doll. So, at first, I didn't think it was cool. If, you know, if you had a different name, then sure, take shots at me. You know, there's nothing to take you down. But, you know, I really felt as though I can't blame her. I really can't blame her. Because if you check out number 8, like, I got a lot of niggas. But those niggas I knew personally, those niggas that I didn't ate with, I didn't smoked with, I didn't hustle with, so joked with. Those niggas are the niggas that I know personally, that personally know me. So it's a difference between taking shots at somebody that personally knows how you're living or don't know you at all. And, you know, I just don't know her. And basically, she just was one of the chicks that signed past Top Class, trying to take my spot that, you know, never happened.
So y'all really never had no conversation face to face, y'all just it was just over the net beef, or
well, I'm gonna be honest, in my when he used to voice hell to the no, no confrontation in front of my face. Like she's last time I saw her, she was with a crew. I was just with a bodyguard. That's my uncle, and that's it. He do tax. And he's an artist, so he's so huge, like, you know, when I go out, that's my bodyguard, like. But you couldn't tell that that was my man or my bodyguard. And I just was floating, having fun, you know, chilling with H-Dub, chilling with Adonis, chilling with Meet the Monster, just chilling, you know, just chilling with all my viewers. You know, I was just having a good time. So, you know, when I go, I don't really pay too much attention about the others. Because I like to enjoy myself, and if I'm doing a show, I love to give people what they want, and I love to perform. So, you know, right. I just blanks out, don't see nothing, just have a ball. But the last time I saw her was at a show, and she was caked up. She was squat up. She was a security because they had the T-shirts that say security. But they was all in the back by the bathroom on the side. So, you know, you tell me that. But other than that, you know, I never had no conversation with her. I don't even know her. I don't even know what she looks like. But, like I said, I can't blame her because I guess she wanted her start, too. So, you know, a lot of people think by them tearing somebody that's down, that's up, that's going to get them noticed. Mm-hmm. But when you come in at a vet and you don't know that you're coming at a vet, that's where you got the problem at.
Right.
Now, I ain't going to say I'm a vet, but I'm
and this was old, though, right?
Vet.
This beef is old though.
Yeah, that beef is so old. She didn't change her name.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I'm not going to say that's how much power I have, but yeah, that's how much power I have. Yeah, I think it's what B something, B Rabbit, or I don't know.
Oh, okay. So what's new? What else is up and coming with you besides the mixtape and the movie? Like, do you got anything else popping off?
Well, definitely, you know, we got a lot of things in the making. We also have plays. We also have a couple other things that I don't want to talk about just yet. Because you know how that is, you know, it's not solidified, it's not paid, and I just don't want to put it out there and the next person, you know, oh, that sounds good, let me read her to it. But, you know, a lot of people know that I've been doing my things. I've always been creative, always been out there, always damn work, always stopped myself. I just always, you know, just always been a trendsetter, just always did my own thing. And, you know, I feel as if can't nobody ever take that away from me, so.
Right.
But what we can expect in the future is, you know, I'm working on a project right now. What is major is a major project. I'm hugely blessed to be working on this project. I was picked to write a song for this young girl, and she's popping right now. So, you know, shout out to Philly right now. Philadelphia is really popping. Just come together, y'all, and we can just get this shit just, like, mobbed out. I mean, just come together. I mean, that's all you have to do. So, I mean, when a lot of people come and meet me, you know, like Sam and Will and all those guys, they don't, like, they think I'm from a totally different country. So, you know. Yeah, because they don't believe, like, how I carry myself and how I act and how I speak and things like that. They just, they don't think that I'm from Philadelphia.
Now, speaking on how you speak and, you know, and all that stuff, I know that sometimes, I know it was said that you pretty much think that Nikki stole your idea or your persona as far as the look goes and all that, the hair. Do you still feel that way?
Well, you just getting a CD, so that CD is quite a bit old. It just dropped when I came home from jail, so she dropped when I got locked up. So before, I mean, you tell me, before it was Nikki Lewinsky, now it's Nikki the Barbie doll. I mean, hey, you got the front cover. I mean, my cutout, my front cover looks, she looks like me on the front cover of my own CD. So, I mean, it's not just me. Like, shout out to Nikki. I'm born the 1st December. The chick is born on the 8th. So I really can't say too much about her because I don't know about her. That's the things that I don't do. You know, I'm not a catty chick. I don't cat, you know. That's why I hang with a bunch of dogs. But I just, you know, I just heard it from the industry. And when you hear it from the industry, it's like a stab in the heart, like a stab in the face, you know. And that's what they do all day long. I mean, you already know the rules. They Google, they search, and they look for people, and they turn you into those certain people. I mean, she couldn't talk about pussy and titties and ass for the rest of her life, so what could she do?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, which was a good move. I respect her for that move, and I'm, you know, I'm excited that she's even opening up the doors again for some of these females, because a lot of these females don't understand that she's opening up the door for us.
Right.
To make, you know, basically to make it easier to slide in. Tim, that's my bitch. Hands down, always been, always will be. I mean, you know, I even like this some of this. My favorite was Crush on You,
mm-hmm.
Whereas though she switched up the hair. You understand where I'm coming from? So I understand where their beef coming at, but it's really not no beef with us. If anything, it would be beef with her team. The team that gets on the internet and finds this shit and you know, and
right.
makes her stick with it. Because after she stopped picking on Kim, if you notice, like, I always been wearing my hair platinum because I soon to go platinum. But that's just me. Nobody been doing that. I've been doing it before Lady Gaga. So it's just that, you know,
right.
It is what it is. And like I said, I hold my arms because I used to be a thick chick. I hold my arms a certain way because it just looks smaller a certain way. So, you know, for all your big joints out there, don't be scared. Just, you know, tone it up, hold it to the side. It'll look just even small.
All right. So where can they reach you at if they trying to get a hold of you or want to collab or whatever?
Well, definitely, you guys can reach me at on Twitter. That's PaperDoll, PaperDoll, 215. Also, you guys can hit me up on Facebook. That's PaperDoll space Pape. So, you know, it's like the second, well, actually the first song. Some call me PaperDoll, some call me Pape. So, you know, I put that up there just in case. You know, some people do call me PaperDoll, some call me Pape. So, you know, you can catch me up there on Facebook. Is that PaperDoll Pape. Or either you can also catch me on my MySpace at PaperDoll215, and also you can catch me on Tag as well, so as PaperDoll215.
Okay.
But you know, 2011 is a big year, so you know, just get ready, and whoever is strapped in tight on the roller coaster want to take off. I just hope y'all you know, you guys enjoy the ride.
Definitely. So what song are we getting into tonight?
You have any favorites yet?
No, because I didn't get a chance to listen to the whole thing. So I just
It depends. It depends if you want to hear something. If you want to let him hear on something girly or something grizzly, that's up to you.
I want you to go in.
I think the one with me and Lennox.
So
I believe that's number 17 or 18.
Oh, I don't know. I took the numbers off. I just put your name in there and called it the
day. I can find it. Let me see.
Beast.
Oh yeah, that was like my first record, just letting everybody know, like, basically I could bang with the rest, best of them. I don't like to do hardcore music. I just do it just because,
right.
Just to stay in the loop, to let them know, like, basically I'm the mother. Like, a lot of them out there is just seeds to me.
All right, we gonna go in a beast or no?
Yeah, it's. Huh?
We gonna
no,
go
it's called 17. It's called Who Can I Trust?
Oh, Who Can I Trust?
Featuring Lennox from Bali.
Okay, I'm gonna definitely go into this. We might have to cut it short, because I usually try to get to all my callers, but I definitely appreciate you coming through. Mad love to you, and
no
make
doubt.
Sure y'all hit her up on Twitter too. You know, definitely collab.
No doubt. Fire is that shit. It definitely,
bye.
I will be checking back in, baby. You know me. You know the small situation, but you know, I'm back from up under the cracks. It is what it is.
All right, there it is.
I'm just letting the old wide world know who's the real queen motherfucking bitch. That's Paper Doll. I'm in love with y'all. You make the big stomach hard like a rock wilder.
Let's tell me who can I fucking trust. Got no enemies, got friends with me. PDC, quick to bust, dangerous. Can't nobody bang with us. Treat you like the lynch mob, straight hanging thug. Have you looking like an indie, put a dot on your mug. We ride you cuz, not for no reason. Move out any season. For this money, pretty bitches getting greasy. Dirty, muddy, all out for that chunny. Only broke niggas act dummy. Tell a joke that ain't even funny. Get a job chunk. I stay grinding, 12 to 12 shifts. Smelling like kerosene, smoking good piss. I'm the shit, hood celebrity. Not from this rap shit, just how I'm living. I'm a survivor coming straight from the ghetto. Live in the projects, rock high place to let go. I'm in the hood where it's all good. The ghetto, the slums, you've been packaging good. My block be tuning like yours should. Get it where you fit and you wish you could. Ring, ring. It's a PDC thing. Put money on it, my nigga, that a sing sing. County of State Road, yeah, we got you. Raise the hands high, shank all the snitches too. It's where they at, ask questions last. Shoot out through the peephole glass. Only infants get a bypass. Only infants get a bypass, coward.
Air It Out Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. I'm going to breeze through a couple of y'all if I can. Stay on the line. I would definitely get back to you and find out who's on here so I can check with you later. 6351, Air It Out Radio, what's good?
Fire, baby.
Come on, baby. Who's this?
You know, it's Young Smokey.
Young
Kim
Smokey.
Little brother, you know, showing
Kim
you love.
Brother?
Young little brother, man. Smokey, baby. Yeah. Know
okay.
the name, know the voice, baby.
You all late.
All right,
babe,
baby,
listen.
Got...
I'm going to have to keep it moving because it's like only got like a quick second left. But definitely appreciate you coming through. All right, babe?
All right, baby.
Okay. Listen, for the ones that's on the line, stay on there. I'm going to hit you right back as soon as the show is over. I wrote your number down. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to all my Air It Outers. Definitely appreciate y'all coming through. You know how I do. I hit you up. I see you, Drano. Love y'all. Mwah.